72555 or visit www.wellnessonfifth.com. Mention this ad and receive a special discount of $10 off any service.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
The Fired Prosecutor's Probe. What's in the email trail? The specter of Alzheimer's.
It's getting worse, not better.
The higher price of postage.
That's just the way life is. Everything goes up.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Congressional investigators have begun sifting through thousands of documents in their probe of why 8 federal prosecutors were dismissed. Live to Washington for the latest from CBS's Peter Mayer.
Among the thousands of emails, signs the 8 U.S. attorneys were shocked by their dismissals. Messages also reveal Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, whose job is now on the line, appeared to be out of the loop on at least one of the firings. Another email indicates uneasy justice officials wanted a White House green light for the dismissals. Today, Presidential Counsel Fred Fielding heads to Capitol Hill to meet with lawmakers demanding the testimony of Bush advisor Karl Rove.
These are attempts to talk and work out something reasonable.
But spokesman Tony Snow's definition of reasonable is likely at odds with Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy.
I want the answers. They can either supply the answers voluntarily or we'll subpoena them.
And that sets the stage for a fight over executive privilege.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. As investigating committees pore over documents and seek more information and testimony on the fired U.S. attorneys, the Senate will vote today on how they're replaced. Little noticed at the time, the Patriot Act has a provision that lets the president put new prosecutors in without having to wait for Senate confirmation. This bill would put things back to the way they were, where if the administration needs a temporary top prosecutor, the presiding federal judge would choose.
Now, the Washington Post reports Patrick Fitzgerald was on a list of U.S. attorneys under scrutiny by the Justice Department and White House while he was prosecuting Louis Libby in the CIA leak case. The controversy that's blown up in the administration's face may yet claim the head of the Justice Department. Politico.com's Mike Allen is reporting that the White House has quietly asked Republican officials to begin putting together a list of potential replacements should Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez not survive the firestorm.
Finding someone who can be confirmed is a real concern for this White House, so they're reaching out to some gold standard names like the Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, the former federal judge Lawrence Silverman, even the actor and former senator Fred Thompson.
It's getting worse. As correspondent Dan Revive reports from the CBS Health Watch, there are more cases of Alzheimer's disease than ever, and there will be even more in the years to come.
As the population grows and people live to a very old age, the number with Alzheimer's will continue to grow. This report says now more than 5 million Americans have this brain-destroying disease, and it'll be 16 million by the year 2050.
We're not spending enough on the research to find effective treatments and eventually a cure.
Steve McConnell of the Alzheimer's Association, a Senate subcommittee today will hear there's only slow progress toward medications that might work. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Is it medical malpractice? Government investigators think so. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato. Barry, this involves Medicare and doctors who owe back income taxes?
More than $1 billion worth, Nick, and they're still getting government checks for treating Medicare patients. A Senate panel will be told today more than 21,000 health care providers are abusing the system and that the government is doing little to stop them. The acting Medicare administrator claims her agency has no authority to keep physicians with tax debt out of the program. Congressional investigators say the law allows Medicare to garnish taxes from reimbursements, but that's not being done. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Another day's dawned without any sign of Boy Scout Michael Auberry missing in the North Carolina Blue Ridge Mountains since Saturday. Cold weather is one enemy, another is the terrain.
There are a lot of these in this rugged terrain, fast-moving mountain streams, both good and bad for someone who could be missing. They provide a relatively safe and clean water source, but on the other hand, they're very dangerous, easy to fall into and be swept away. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Dalton Park, along the Blue Ridge Parkway, North Carolina.
It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. That big national recall of pet food has now created a severe problem for the Colorado Humane Society. The recall covers dog food sold throughout North America under 51 brands, cat food sold under 40 brands. Humane Society's Susan Friedenberg tells our partners at 9 News they had to throw out most of their wet food, which is needed for some animals.
We like to make this as comfortable as possible for them for their stay here. And
even taking away the wet food is going to interrupt their them not being stressed.
Now, if you'd like to donate, you can take pet food to their Englewood location on South Platte River Drive. Any Whiskas, Pedigree, or Royal Canine food is okay. Defense attorneys say a man convicted of killing a fellow inmate at the federal pen in Florence and then displaying his internal organs to guards and other cons should be spared execution because he has mental problems. A federal jury in Denver convicted 42-year-old William Sablin of first-degree murder last week. Now they're deciding if he should be put to death. And a bill encouraging people to become organ donors is moving through the state legislature. The House approving the measure to renew the Organ and Tissue Donor Awareness Fund. If it's not renewed, it's due to expire next year. Now, for the past 7 years, the state's asked driver's license applicants if they want to donate to the fund to promote the donor registry. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now, here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Hey, good morning. Thanks, John. We do have a couple of early morning problems. Had a one-car crash westbound I-76 just west of Bromley Lane to watch out for. Westbound I-70 Peoria off-ramp, they were clearing a single-car rollover crash. That shouldn't be causing you any problems at all. Otherwise, pretty good start to the drive. We're looking good on I-25 through the tech center. Great speeds on C-470. Usual increase southbound 25, 104th to 84th. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, and warmer with a high of 73.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gel. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-990-4998 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-477-1896. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-477-1896. 1-800-477-1896. That's 1-800-477-1896.
Or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The Osgood File, March 20th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 610, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Thanks so much for stopping by this morning and starting off your day with us. Partly cloudy. The high today, 73 degrees. Yeah, man. It's going to be a good day to get out and do whatever it is you want to do. Like, call now and tell them you're sick at work.
Hello. I have a bad throat problem.
Jay, I have an emergency tea time at 11 o'clock this morning. I can't do any work for tomorrow's show.
There you go. John Turk, good day to get out and spank Whitey, or do whatever it is that you want to do. So, boy, isn't this weather marvelous? We do have about a 30% chance of rain or snow on Wednesday night, and about a 30% chance of some thunderstorms on Friday. But overall, it really looks good. We have got a jam-packed, busy morning this morning. All kinds of folks on here. First of all, do you own a small business? Do you know somebody who owns a small business? Conventional wisdom says that, and I just had somebody repeat this to me yesterday, that the GOP is on the side of small business. But we're going to present to you American Small Business League President Lloyd Chapman, who says he believes the Bush administration's expenditure of $50 million a month, now that's your money, that's your taxpayer money, to some of the nation's largest public relations firms is hampering his efforts to expose billions in fraud and abuse in the federal small business contracting programs. And we'll get into him. We'll get into this with him coming up next hour. So if you have anybody who owns a small business or you own a small business and you know anybody who owns a small business, tell them to tune in because this is important information, particularly if you've got people who are on the right, who are your friends, who are small business people, and they are led to believe that this administration is basically on the side of small business. And Lloyd Chapman is going to tell you the story behind this. And once again, he is the head of the American Small Business League. So if anybody knows, you ought to know, and you can go check that organization out. They are not, I repeat, not a partisan organization. Then at 7:30, we're going to get our old buddy Rich Masters on, a political consultant, and we're going to ask him about the rumors that are flying around about Alberto Gonzalez, that reportedly the White House is looking for other candidates and is going to try to cut Gonzalez loose before Gonzalez ends up reaching Congress. But Gonzalez is scheduled to testify before the House Appropriations Committee this Thursday under oath. So I'm sure he'll get some other questions there, and we'll run down with Rich Masters Gonzalez's likelihood to survive, and also what he thinks a confirmation process would be like for somebody that the White House would go out and get, say like Ted Olson or somebody like that? What kind of confirmation hearings would they face? At 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to Colorado State Senator Chris Romer. He's got a bill. This is Senate Bill 73, which would require all districts, including charter schools, to develop by 2012 English competency requirements to graduate from high school, which I think is an excellent idea. And we'll talk to him about why he got this idea and what he thinks the chances of passage are. At 9 o'clock, it's, boy, I'm just running down the whole thing here this morning. It's my favorite segment with my favorite person, Paul Waldman, from Media Matters for America. Boy, we've got a great one for you. Should we play this? Should we give everybody who's up this morning at 6:15, 15 minutes after 6, should we give a little preview of this? Should we let them hear it? Yeah, okay. We don't generally... excuse me. We don't generally pull this feature off of Keith Olbermann. But we pulled this off from last night's show, Countdown. If you didn't see it, he does a worse person of the day. He does worse, worst, and worser, or however it goes. This is, from his worst person nominations, this is Chris Wallace and Brett Hume, and I have told you millions of times, particularly around this hour of the morning, because we always seem to get into this discussion about the media, that Fox News is not Fox News. They are Foxaganda, or as he calls them, Fox Noise. Check out this disgraceful moment in American journalism and broadcasting history.
Gold tonight, shared by Brit Hume and Chris Wallace of Fox News, who accused Valerie Plame Wilson of perjuring herself when she testified she did not recommend her husband for the CIA trip to Niger. Hume said that contradicted a bipartisan finding by the Senate Intelligence Committee. Only it wasn't a bipartisan finding. It was a note written by three Republican senators on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and it was a note about the testimony of a CIA employee who later recanted his testimony. Yet Wallace asked, "So she was lying under oath?" And Hume replied, "I think that there is reason to question her credibility on that point." Jeez, Wallace and Hume. Remember when they used to work in news? Brett Hume and Chris Wallace of Fox News. Today's worst persons in the world.
There you go. So this gets back to what I've talked about so many millions of times on this show, that the people who watch Fox News and who take that for granted live in a whole different universe than you and I live in, because their news is manufactured and it is an agenda-driven product that is designed to enhance the GOP and the right wing. And there's a perfect example of what I'm talking about, and we'll replay that and we'll go over it again with Paul Waldman between 9 and about 9:20. And then at 9:30, we're going to have our very special guest. And this is a whole thing that just happened by accident. I've talked about this before, that I can't... You get to a point where you can't watch these shows, because you're... These talking head shows, because you're tired of seeing the same BS over and over and over again. And Chris Matthews did it again last night, when at the end of his show, he started claiming that people knew that it was going to be rough in Iraq. People knew that we were going to end up having to do police duty and blah, blah, and on and on and on. But he ignores the fact that officials from the administration and the Pentagon said that this would take 7 weeks, that we would be greeted by flowers and candy. So you sit there, you see that, you go like, oh, come on, Chris, that's ridiculous. Once again, not telling the truth. So what ends up happening is you say to yourself, I can't take this anymore, I have to get away. So one day, I'm flipping around the TV, and I come across this show, where people come from across the country and they bring their cars, which they work on, and they hop these cars up and they drag down a quarter mile, and the winner of the best 3 out of 5 gets the other guy's car. And if you grew up in California, as I did, or in the western United States, they used to call that your pink slip. People in my generation, California doesn't use pink slips anymore, but my generation still refers to it as pink slip. So the name of the show is called Pinks. And it's hosted by a guy by the name of Richard Christensen on the Speed Channel. Well, it is a growing cult show that is a reality show that he just did a Pinks All Out and had 20,000 people in Houston to see this thing. And Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress and myself were BSing about this 2 weeks ago on the air because I found out she likes it too. So what we're going to have between 9:30 and 10 o'clock is we're going to have Rich Christensen, the host of Pinks, on the Speed Channel, Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, and myself, and we're going to talk to Rich about this show. And if you've never seen it, you don't have to be a car fan to like it. You just got to check it out because it's reality TV at its finest, and I never thought I would ever get on here and ever say that I like reality TV. This is one of the few reality-based shows I ever watch. I don't know, would you consider Monster Garage to be a reality-based show? Yeah, okay, so there's two of them. And then I don't watch anything else, but we got to talk to this guy. And they plan on coming to Denver next year, too, by the way, to do this show at Bandamere. So we'll have to all show up for that.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
Show every Sunday from 11 to 1 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. Call 1-800-900-0522. 1-800-900-0522. 1-800-900-0522.
I want to make something of myself.
I want to succeed.
The National Guard recruiter helped me get where I wanted to go.
The Guard is providing me with paid training.
In the National Guard, I get money for college plus a steady paycheck.
In the Guard, I train near my home.
I'm there for my family, my community, and my country. And I'm proud to be a member of the National Guard.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask how you can get the education and job skills you need in the National Guard.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Don't procrastinate.
Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Where's the best place to find antioxidants? One independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. Get more antioxidants in your diet. Drink delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 625, 25 minutes after 6 o'clock, partly cloudy. High today, 73, going to be a beautiful day out. AM 760, Progressive Talk, and you can email us at am760.net. Get podcast of the show. All right, speaking of the media, I want to get into this little item that ran this morning on Raw Story. And I saw it, and I thought, I gotta ask you about this at 303-713-7600. Now, we know that presidential politics and that the race is starting earlier this year than ever before. So that makes a dilemma for the media. The dilemma for the media is they got to continue to keep coming up with fresh angles and a way to cover this so that you don't get bored and that I don't get bored. So they look at everything, and they report every minuscule thing that goes on, including the ridiculous story about Barack Obama's parking tickets. Check out this one, okay? CNN's Carol Costello. Now, this is CNN, mind you. The liberal network. But not really. CNN's Carol Costello reports that candidates with good looks may face an uphill battle. The last really cute president we had was Kennedy, said columnist Roland Martin, interviewed in the report. That was 47 years ago. We really haven't had a stud as a president since Kennedy. Costello identifies John Edwards, Democrat, North Carolina, as the candidate with the biggest cuteness problem. He's often lambasted for looking feminine by the right, she says. Okay, who's she talking about here when she says they're lambasted by the right? For looking? Nobody's made that comment except one person that I know of, and that's Ann Coulter. His political enemies brand him the equivalent of a dumb blonde, she said. But other candidates may face cause for concern, according to Costello. Barack Obama worries about his image, she said. And Republican candidate Mitt Romney may have a bit of a pretty problem, too. So at least she throws in Mitt Romney. But here's my question to you. Here's the thing I want to know. Because I've never considered this. And maybe it's even frivolous to even consider it. So if you want to take a whack at me for bringing it up, or you want to take a whack at the media, you want to take a whack at CNN for getting into this, do you think a presidential candidate's looks matter? Other than the fact that I've heard several people say to me, some of them not Democrats, some of them not liberals, some of them not progressives, some of them Republicans have said to me that they worry about McCain's age and that he doesn't look good. Never mind the fact that he stumbles around and used the term tar baby in North Carolina last week. And then also, when asked on the Straight Talk Express about his views about sex education, he couldn't come up with an answer. But do you think that the way a president looks, let me rephrase it. Do you think the way a presidential candidate looks, do you think that matters? Do you go vote on looks? I mean, is that how you would make your decision? Now, you're probably saying no. No, I wouldn't do that. No, I wouldn't do that. But how about this? How about the people you know? And not only that, do you think the American public makes a decision based on that? Do you think they make a decision based on how somebody who's running for the presidency of the United States looks? In other words, they look at John McCain and say, oh, I mean, he looks like an old wrinkled peanut, Or do they look at John Edwards and say, well, he's too pretty. He looks feminine. Or do they look at Barack Obama and they say, too dark-skinned, too good-looking, can't vote for him? Or do they look at Mitt Romney and say, too good-looking, can't vote for him? So, in other words, is the key to winning the presidency of the United States, is the key that you got to be average or below average looking. Now, George W. Bush has always looked to me either like, and I know this is going to infuriate some conservatives who may be listening, and I'm not name calling, I'm just telling you my honest opinion. He's always looked to me like either a chimp or Alfred E. Newman. But that's not the reason I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for him because I didn't agree with his policies. That's the reason I didn't vote for him. I voted for John Kerry. Now, John Kerry is not the greatest looking guy either. But I don't make my decisions based on that. My question to you is, do you think the American public makes their decisions based on that? Do you think people who are too good looking have less of a chance? Do we want somebody who reflects us? Well, not all of us, because maybe you're sitting out there saying, wait a minute, Jay, hold on a second. I'm good looking. Although I don't know anybody who's ever walked up to me and said that. Oh, well, I've looked at myself in the mirror and I'm good looking. But you know something? Good looking people know they're good looking, don't they? Now, John, don't get on here and say, well, women who are hot know they're hot. Because I know that's what you're going to say, being the world's largest gland. But what I'm saying is, people who are good looking know they're good looking.
Not necessarily. There's people that, you know, are good looking that don't think they're good looking. And there's people that are ugly that think they're good looking.
Okay, but do you think
Joan Rivers thinks she's good looking?
Oh God. How could she think she's good looking?
Well, I'm sure she does, but I don't think she's good looking.
I marvel at those people with that kind of self-esteem. I really do. All right, 303-713-7600. Anybody want to weigh in on this? That perhaps if you're too good looking, you cannot win a primary, nor can you win a general election. Because candidates that are too good looking have trouble at the polls. I absolutely don't believe this. I think it's wrong. Really, I do. I really would be shocked. I don't think anybody, the five of you we have listening at this time of the morning, I don't think you're going to come forward and say, oh yeah, I'm not voting for so-and-so because he or she's ugly.
Would some vote for a presidential candidate because they're better looking? Maybe some of the females out there that vote that maybe not don't know a whole lot about the politics of things and would just vote on appearance rather than anything else?
Well, I think it's kind of a sexist statement because I think women are just as well-informed as men.
No, I agree. But if there was, you know, there's only one female presidential candidate out there right now. If there was five of them, men might feel differently.
All right, let's think of somebody who's really, really good-looking. A female. I mean, there's millions of choices out there, but just come up with one. Can anybody come up with one?
Let's say Angelina Jolie ran for president. She's out there in politics, and she's making a name for herself outside of her, you know, acting career. Let's say she ran for president. She was up against Hillary, and they were both very enticing. Would you vote for the better-looking candidate?
Well, that's kind of an unfair question because I'm not real thrilled with Hillary.
But you understand my question, right? Let's say, you know, you had five female presidential candidates, and they all had different looks. Do you think some men would go out there voting based on their looks? I think some might.
Boy. Well, there's a chance that there's going to be somebody's going to do something. But the question is, how large of a sample are we talking about here? I think that's the big question. How many people would fit into that category? Let's bring Gina in on this.
Morning, Jay.
All right, Gina. Here's the deal. Can you be too good looking to win the presidency or even to win a primary? Do you think there are people out there who vote based on a candidate's looks? And I know there are some people that do, but I'm talking about the majority who vote.
I think to some degree it's a popularity contest along that vein, but I'm thinking that maybe the appearance, that indicates that there's some underlying problem. Like John Edwards, for instance, I mean, he's very attractive, but what I see is not that he's too pretty, is that he seems too youthful or too inexperienced because he's so good looking. And like John McCain, I look at him and he looks unhealthy.
See, now you're another person. You're like, I don't know how many people in just talking to people, and a lot of them moderates, a lot of them independents, and a lot of them Republicans have said to me the same thing about John McCain, that they think that he doesn't look very good.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I would not vote for him because of his, what I consider to be, all over the map and also slash idiotic answers to important questions, like his latest answer to whether he believes in sex education. And then his answer was, well, I don't know. I think I support the president's position. And I'm sure I made statements about this in the past, but I'll have to go check.
I'm not real impressed with him. I mean, I'm thankful that he's a veteran and I respect him for that, but I've never just been impressed with him as a presidential candidate.
But Edwards has been around, and then he's done a lot of work, and he's pretty good on the domestic front, and he's pretty open and honest about how he feels. But they point him out as being a problem because of his looks. I just can't believe anybody would make a decision that important based on how a candidate would look.
I think some people would.
Well, if you're conservative or a Republican and you didn't really have a big choice between, let's say, McCain and Giuliani, and if you were just looking at the two candidates, I would look at him and say, McCain looks too old to me, and not in the healthy factor, but he looks too old to be a president. Maybe that's bad, and that's a bad thing to say, but.
Well. All right, we'll see what other people have to say. 303-713-7600. Gina, how's the traffic look?
Well, we started off the morning with a couple of one-car wrecks on the north side. We still had one westbound I-76 west of Bromley Lane. Otherwise, pretty excellent conditions for you around the metro. Heavy traffic eastbound 270, of course, stacking up there. A lot of folks headed on to southbound 25 out of Thornton and North Glen. If you are driving south of the city, you may run into some patches of fog along I-25 near Monument. So take it easy through there. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, and warm. With a high of 73, currently partly cloudy and 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Baseball is back. The Rockies' home opener is Monday, April 2nd, and if you don't have your tickets, you better act fast.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Largest selection of clean, late model vehicles in all of Colorado. That's why they're Colorado's number one volume dealer. Even the 07s are there. Whatever it is you want, Rockies has got it. Mary and I have been going on a year now since we bought our last vehicle at Rockies, and I have to tell you, it performed marvelously this winter, and it also gets great gas mileage. So we don't see the pump for at least a couple of weeks at a time. And the folks at Rockies are very, very passionate about what they do. You know, I tell you this all the time. You'll get treated right. They'll work hard for you. There's over 100 employees there. Go see my friends Tom and Marv Alshear. And also see Spanky Herrera and Gerard Menard and Freddie Lobrato and Jim Monroe and Johnny Mays and all the folks working out of Rockies because they work very, very hard. The matching down incentive is going on up to $1,500. You put down $1,005, they'll put down $1,005, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Rockies Autos, they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. They're open Monday through Saturday until starting at 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., so they're open until 9 tonight. Drop by and see them. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. You absolutely cannot go wrong.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your small business can now have a big range of health insurance plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 8,000 primary care and specialist positions in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 1107.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
All right, 641, 41 minutes past the hour. High today, going to be gorgeous. 73 degrees. We should all meet somewhere and go hang out and take in the rays. CNN was hoisting this idea that certain candidates may have a pretty problem. All right, do looks matter if you're making this important of a decision? 303-713-7600. Nick in Denver. Nick, what do you think, man?
Yeah, good morning, Jay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rick. I'm sorry, Rick. Go ahead.
That's okay. I think one of the most popular and successful politicians in our time was Ronald Reagan. You know, he was elected and reelected governor of California, and then elected president and reelected. And the guy took very, very great care in his image. He's one of the best-looking and best-dressed presidents we've ever had. And you don't have to agree with his politics to recognize that fact.
Sure. Yeah, you're right.
I saw him in person one time. I was stringing for KMJ in Fresno. And in KJEO, which was ABC outlet in Fresno TV, and he was at a Board of Regents meeting in Berkeley. He was a member, you know, by the fact that he was governor, and I was impressed about how much makeup he had on. So he projected the image of, a good-looking guy, former movie actor, you know, very manly. And he found that very successful. It was a good combination for him.
Yeah, he also, you're right, he dyed his hair. I met him once in Nashville. And whether you like his politics or you don't like it, I don't particularly happen to like them, and I didn't like them at that time, but he was very, very good-looking, you're right, and very charismatic, and I shook his hand, and we talked for like 5 minutes, and then he left. And you're right, he was very, very good-looking. But on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you think, Rick, that counts?
I think it's extremely important, Jay. The guy was very affable, very good-looking. He comes across as the kind of guy you'd like to vote for. I didn't vote for him. I'm a Democrat, and I recognize the guy was a shuck-and-jive artist and a fraud from the get-go. He used the students at the colleges and universities in California as a foil.
Yeah, he sure did.
And the guys behind him were a bunch of right-wing Orange County crackpots.
Yeah, it was the what was the Ford dealer's name out there?
I'm thinking Justin somebody.
Who had all that money. You know what? I'll think of his name after 10 o'clock when I'm off the air. But it was him and three or four other people. And you're right, they had a lot of bread. and they backed a guy. But check this out. Let's look at the reverse side of that. Another California politician, okay, who the media was not, who didn't look good, but managed to get elected anyway. Richard Nixon.
Well, Nixon had a lot of political savvy. You know, he was, you say what you want to about Nixon, and he was a horrible man. He knew politics backward and forward, and he had California figured out really well. I mean, look at that Checkers speech he made. That was a masterstroke. You know, he put the spoke in Eisenhower's wheels right there. Eisenhower wanted to dump him.
Right. They wanted him off. But he did get beat for governor, and then, of course, he got beat for governor, I believe, after he got beat for the presidency, and everybody points to the beginning of the television age as far as the presidency goes when Nixon debates Kennedy and Nixon looks bad.
Yeah, you're right. He had the 5 o'clock shadow and he looked
sweaty
kinda
upper brow, shifty eyes. Remember they used to say all that about him?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Nixon didn't understand television at that time. I think he learned later on. You know, you got to project that image of being a statesman and a real man's man and all that. And he was, but he had a lot of political smarts. Nixon did. There was a lot of behind the scenes things that led to his success. And I think Kennedy knew more about TV than Nixon did.
All right. So in the end, will people like John Edwards, Barack Obama, and on the Republican side, Mitt Romney, will they have trouble with their looks, or is this just CNN and the media trying to look at something that really, really doesn't play?
Well, it's extremely important. It just can't be overemphasized, the importance of looks. You've got to look healthy. You've got to look handsome. You got to look to the public.
Wow.
like you're a friend, that you can trust this guy. You know, and you don't want to vote for a guy who's shifting his eyes back and forth all the time, who looks like he just walked out of the county jail on bail. You want to vote for a guy. I think this is a natural thing. You know, a person's eye. Why are we attracted to beauty? Think about it. Why are we attracted to beauty?
Well, then there are going to be some candidates who are in this race who are going to be in trouble because they're not very appealing looking. Hey, Rick, thank you, man. Hope you'll call again.
Okay, Jay.
Thanks a bunch.
Bye.
Let's go to Judy in Fort Collins. Judy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I wanted to call and talk about the presidential looks and say that the old maxim, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, is something to think about. And that is that when we see a candidate as strong or holding espousing views that we like and saying them well and being articulate, which is part of the package, we find them more attractive. And so for me, I lump the attractiveness into the whole package of what I think of as being presidential, which leads with their views, which, do I agree with those views? Do I think they will be good for our country? But I don't separate out how they look, because they have to look strong. And for me, strength and looking presidential, having some gravitas, is part of a beauty that I see in people. So for me, of course, then my candidate would be Hillary at this point. I think she looks strong. She's attractive. She looks healthy. As far as the others go, to illustrate my point, I would say, like, Dennis Kucinich, I find him too liberal for my views. I'm sure he's beautiful in the eyes of the people who are that liberal in the party, but he's too liberal, and so for me, he looks more ineffectual. He's small and too intense and whatever. But the people who really love his views would find him very attractive, I'm sure. So I do think beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And just like the people we love, we see them as beautiful when we love them. And so it's all part of a big package.
Hmm. Well, do you consider yourself to be I don't know what kind of Democrat would you consider yourself to be?
I'm a Republican who's disenchanted totally.
Ah, okay. So you'd be.
I'm a moderate Republican.
All right. So you'd have a tendency to be more. You'd have a tendency to be more what we would consider to be, what a lot of people would consider to be a conservative Democrat, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
probably.
Because
then I look for that. Of course, you know, those views attract me, and the physical part of it is, are they strong and persuasive on those views? I think that's the thing. And I think that becomes attractive in my eyes, you know. So it isn't so much the beauty, but the ability to sell a point for me or whatever. And to some extent, that is their attractiveness.
So it's the whole thing. Really, yeah. Really what you got to look at is you got to, in other words, they got to look smart. They got to act smart,
yeah,
and they
got
to
right.
talk smart.
That's exactly right. And for instance, with Edwards, I think Edwards is smart, and I like many of his views, and I certainly like his energy. I'll tell you, the problem is not his looks. I think he's an attractive man, and I think he could be very strong on what he's doing. I can't get by that southern accent.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, isn't that funny? But I wouldn't vote for him anyway. So this is why, you know, I'm saying he's, for me, that accent doesn't come across as a strong feature. It comes across as a kind of a, oh, I don't know, that accent to
well,
me
you know
is
what,
too honeyed,
yeah.
I guess.
Well,
you know?
it's a hindrance. And a lot of people have that trouble with southern accents.
Yeah.
I don't because I worked in the South for
I know,
17
and
years.
I mean, you know, some of my best friends are southern.
All right. I got to run, Judy. Thanks.
Yep.
Great call.
Bye.
Thank you. Well, consider what she just said, 303-713-7600. I don't find southern accents to be a problem at all. I'm used to them. After all, I'm married to a lovely, gorgeous southern belle. Yeah, Mary is like the best. 6:51, 51 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Not a bad start to the day. A fog is making for a tough drive in some areas, including south of the city, along I-25 near Monuments. You want to be careful to drive safe through there. Otherwise, just a one wreck that's being cleared westbound I-76 west of Bromley Lane. Southbound 25, seeing the increase across Thornton and North Glen as our eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike near Federal. Pretty good speeds for the downtown commute. And no delays right now if you are on 225 northbound across Aurora, but looks like we have traffic starting to stack up on the southbound side near Mississippi. A possible problem there. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, breezy, warmer, and a high of 73. Currently, few clouds, 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has immediate openings in nursing, physical therapy, sonography, and other areas. For more information, visit denverhealth.org. That's denverhealth.org. Denver Health. Level 1 care for all.
Hey, Colorado. This is Randy Rhodes from Grand Junction to the eastern plains of Burlington. Fort Collins up north to Pueblo down south. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk broadcasting in high definition.
Hey, that's cool.
Find out more about HD Radio on AM760.net.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 1-800-215-9105.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-215-9105. 1-800-215-9105.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean.
It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work.
You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-6113.
That's 800-768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:54, 54 minutes past the hour. Partly cloudy today, high of 73, another gorgeous day. We're talking about how much a candidate looks, how much that works for you or doesn't work for you. This is off a CNN report that John Edwards may have trouble, and so maybe would Mitt Romney on the Republican side. John Turk, who produces this show, says Evangelina Jolie decided to run today, men would line up to vote for her in huge numbers. But the thing is, would she get any women vote? You got to have the women vote in order to win. Here's Chris in Denver. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Love the show.
Thank you.
So I did want to comment on that last caller, and I think it's just indicative of the sorry state that our country is in when we're basing how we vote and our political views based on how a person looks or speaks. And it's pretty sad, and it's why we're in the position we're in today. And that woman who...
Well, wait. Slow down. First of all, Judy in Fort Collins, I think, represents the way a lot of people think. And well, you don't have... And it doesn't mean that... I don't know how old you are, but it doesn't mean just today. I mean, Nixon, if you go back and look at those old pictures of him debating Kennedy, he looked really bad.
Oh, I'm with you there.
And a lot of people said that's the reason he lost the election, because he looked shifty-eyed, sweaty in the upper brow.
And he was sweating. So I hear you there. Well, I was just commenting on that caller. And basically what I'm saying is, you know, if you're a disenfranchised Republican and you have a problem and you're leaning to the left now and you're commenting on Edwards' speech, if you're a disenfranchised Republican, I'm assuming then that you voted for Bush. So explain to me how you're handling that accent. I'm going to let you comment. Thanks, Jay.
All right. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. Well, I don't think Bush has as heavy an accent, a southern accent, as John Edwards does. Bush has a Texas accent, which has a tendency to be a little bit lighter, because I've lived in both places. So I guess, you know, it's once again, it's in the eye of the beholder. But I think what Judy says has a lot to do with the way people think. Let's go to Corky quickly in Fort Collins. Corky, go ahead. You got 60 seconds.
Jay, I just heard Judy talk, and the other guy talked to you a little bit ago. You know, this thing of, they ought to see what's inside of these guys, how they feel about things. When this thing of looks isn't that big a thing. Franklin Roosevelt had polio and couldn't stand up. He's one of our greatest presidents.
Yeah,
know?
But the problem with that theory is that the media kept that from the public, and a lot of people in the public didn't know that he had polio and didn't know that he couldn't stand up. And when he went on that whistle train stop across America, he greeted people, and I believe he was seated, and they never had any idea. And we didn't have the media scrutiny back then that we have now.
Well, that's true, Jay. That's true.
And so you gotta think about that.
That's true. I think Edwards would be a real good president myself. This thing of just zeroing in on how somebody looks or how they talk, I think what comes out of them, this, I don't care what guy got a southern accent or a northern accent, as long as he's got his heart in the right place, you know.
Well, I think in that respect, to me at least, that would be the big thing. But I think a lot of people out there, it is how you present yourself and it's how you look. And I go back to the first call we took, which was Rick, and he talked about Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan had an apparatus that was geared towards the media and towards television, and it paid off for him. Corky, thanks, man. Have a good day.
You bet. Bye.
All right. Enjoy the sunshine. Coming up next, you a small business person? You know somebody who's a small business person? You're going to want to hear this about the Bush administration.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Have
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
News, I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Washington. The Justice Department has given Congress 3,000 pages of documents on the dismissals of federal prosecutors. Here's a snapshot. Shocked over being fired, U.S. Attorney Margaret Chiara shoots an email to a top justice official. "This makes me so sad," she says. "Why am I being asked to resign?" On reports that fired prosecutors either acted independently or failed to meet performance expectations, Chiara complains, "You know I am in neither category."
We see an attempt to choreograph the bloodless dismissal of these prosecutors, which obviously did not pan out.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen. One email reveals Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez was extremely upset over news coverage. The Washington Post reports the Justice Department gave CIA leak prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald a mediocre rating at a time when he was investigating White House officials.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Release of those emails only adds to the pressure on the Attorney General. Will he survive?
The reason I said we hope so is we hope so.
Spokesman Tony Snow repeated presidential confidence in Gonzalez, but there are bipartisan calls for the Attorney General to leave if he steps aside. Potential replacements include Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff and former Deputy Attorney General Larry Thompson. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
In the air and on the ground, it was another fruitless night of searching for a 12-year-old Boy Scout missing since Saturday in the wilderness of western North Carolina. Ernest Russell is one of the dozens of volunteers who joined that search for Michael Albury.
We've got kids around. We know how important kids mean to us, so that's why we're out here.
Anxious pet owners still haven't been told why so many dogs and cats have gotten sick and in some cases died from contaminated food. But CBS's Debbie Turner, a practicing veterinarian, says there's no question the threat is serious.
They tested 40 to 50 animals. 7 of them in their taste trials died. That's 12-13%. That's a huge number considering when you feed pet food, no animals should die.
Bad wheat gluten in 91 different brands of pet food is considered the most likely source of contamination. A University of Maryland study finds that modern moms spend more time with their children than their mothers did in the June Cleaver good old days. Lori Manick, a stay-at-home mom in Herndon, Virginia, says finding time to connect with children can take a special effort.
I will sit down with them, talk with them over breakfast, on the way home or on the way to or from activities. I think the family dinner is still really important.
The average mother today spends about 14 hours a week with her children, compared with around 10 in 1965. Eating vegetables may be the healthy thing to do, but a University of North Carolina study finds that loading up on fruit and cutting back on meat is the key to avoiding colon cancer.
People should eat a diet that's richer in fruits, lower in meat.
Do that, says Dr. Greg Austin, and you'll cut your risk of developing precancerous colon polyps by 50%. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Nerlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Account Temps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Account Temps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Don't risk
risk an important presentation by letting just anyone print it. Trust Office Depot for guaranteed on-time, high-quality, professional-looking documents. Our design print and ship depot can print almost anything and ship it almost anywhere. Just bring us your document or go online at OfficeDepot.com and let Office Depot lend you a hand.
Well, Office Depot!
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-427-1171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A federal judge in Denver today continues the search for 12 jurors and 6 alternates for the insider trading trial of former Quest CEO Joe Nocio. 57-year-old Nocio is accused of improperly selling $100 million worth of stock in 2001 based on non-public information. The phone company was in serious trouble. Organizers of the 2008 Democratic National Convention here in Denver got a little advice from planners of the Boston Convention in 2004. Boston organizer Steve Kerrigan said traffic was an issue and security costs were more than expected. Some good news for the Hayman Fire Burn Area. U.S. Forest Service says 140,000 ponderosa pine and Douglas fir trees will be planted there early next month. They say the year-old trees come from cones that were gathered in nearby areas, and it should make a huge difference.
Trees planted in the Hayman Burn area are extremely vital because there is no seed crop in that area.
U.S. Forest Service says it will cost about $600 per acre to plant the trees and take about 2 weeks to plant them on the 121-acre site in the Box Creek area. And Lakewood police defending their decision to shoot and kill a bison that got out of its pen and led police and wildlife officers on a 3-hour chase. Cops say every attempt was made over the weekend to come up with another plan. Even the bison's owner told the cops to shoot the critter before somebody got hurt or the bison ran into traffic. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We have pretty big delays in Aurora now. Southbound 225 was virtually at a standstill approaching Mississippi. Multi-car crash blocking the left lane is the culprit there. Traffic was stacking up pretty quickly behind this. A little further down, traffic starting to bog down as you get into the DTC near Yosemite. Of course, we have all the usual delays now. Southbound 25 downtown, southbound 25 getting out of Thornton and North Glen. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, looking for partly cloudy skies, breezy and warmer with a high of 73. Right now, a few clouds, 43 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tonight on Altitude, the Denver Nuggets are in New Jersey to take on the Nets. Coverage begins at 4:30 with Nuggets courtside. And don't miss the Nuggets locker room report immediately following the game. Altitude, available on Dish Network Channel 410.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
707. It's 7 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Partly cloudy, high today 73. Really going to be a nice day out today. Our guest is American Small Business League President Lloyd Chapman, who says he believes the Bush administration's expenditure of over $50 million a month to some of the nation's largest PR firms is hampering his efforts to expose billions in fraud and abuse in the federal small business contracting programs. A 2006 Office of Government Accountability report found the Bush administration had spent $1.6 billion over 30 months on public relations campaigns and advertising. In some cases, journalists like Armstrong Williams were paid as much as $240,000 to promote pro-Bush administration policies and pass it off as unbiased opinions. Armstrong is still working, too, by the way. Chapman points to a pattern over the last few years where newspapers, magazines, and even some of the largest television networks drop his story once Bush administration officials are notified. And so if you're a small business owner or you know somebody who's a small business owner, conventional wisdom always dictates that the GOP and that the president is on the side of small business. But it appears that that's not the case. Let's talk to the American Small Business League President, Lloyd Chapman. And, Mr. Chapman, welcome back to the program. Nice to have you on.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me on your program again.
Yeah, not a problem. All right, let's define something right away. You are not a partisan organization, right?
Absolutely not.
Okay, with that in mind, you have as many Republican members as Democratic, and anybody who has a small business can join, and you're not out there doing agenda politics, correct?
Absolutely not. In fact, I was originally a Republican when I first got involved in this.
Okay. Now, let's talk about what's happened to you. First of all, talk about what you're trying to get the public to see and that the media doesn't want to have any part of it. I'll get to the media part of it, but first talk about what you're trying to expose.
I'm trying to educate the public on the fact that most federal small business contracts actually go to Fortune 500 corporations and their subsidiaries, and when the Bush administration comes out and brags about what a wonderful job they're doing with small businesses, it's just blatantly false, and nothing could be further from the truth.
And in trying to bring that out, talk about some of the experiences you've had with the media.
You know, it's funny, the things that have happened to me remind me of an episode of The X-Files. It's just crazy. I guess it happened about this time last year. And I was working with, maybe a half a dozen magazines and some of the biggest newspapers in the world on this story. And I would get a call, for example, Business Week called me. I remember a reporter from Business Week called me and said, I've talked to my editor, and we're doing your story. And, send me all this information, whatever. And so I began sending them some of the federal investigations, and I never heard from them ever again. And that pattern happened to me all within, I would say, a two-week time frame with maybe a dozen media outlets. I got a call from the Associated Press one morning, and the reporter said, his exact words were, I've written your story. It's 1,700 words long. We're going to release it in all of our media outlets, and we want to get you on camera between mid and late April with John Kerry and Nidia Velasquez. Never talk to the guy ever again. And several magazines were doing stories about this, and they all dropped it right, midstream.
Did you call any of these folks back?
Sure. And people that I talked to maybe weekly for months would return my phone calls. And I also noticed a pattern in my press releases. I would release press releases, and I would get, pages and pages of pickup on the Internet. And at the same time, my press releases weren't getting, picked up anymore. So it was definitely a pattern that was, pretty clear to me.
7-11, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. American Small Business League President Lloyd Chapman. Once again, this is a bipartisan organization. But he's relating what happened to him when he has tried to expose the fact that these small business loans are going to Fortune 500 companies, and you believe that there is a concerted effort by the Bush administration to kill this story.
Absolutely. In fact, to tell you the truth, it's kind of eerie. Just recently, I got a call from CBS. And the woman told me, she said, we're very interested in your story. She says, I want to emphasize, we're very interested. And I said, great. And so they wanted some information that we were working on in an audit of the 2005 small business contracting numbers. And we spent, 3 weeks doing this audit. We found that about half of the money that had been reported as going to small businesses actually went to the top 2% of firms in the U.S., and same pattern, they just dropped it. And I called them back, and nothing happened. And I issued a press release talking about how the Bush administration had pulled all the information off the government's website we were using to do this research for CBS. And I got a call from the CBS Evening News, I think it was with the Katie Couric show, and they were very interested in why the CBS and Washington had dropped this story. And I was talking to the reporter, and I said, I tell you what's going to happen. I said, call the SBA and tell them you're doing a story about Lloyd Chapman, and you'll be shocked at what will happen. I said, most likely you and I will never speak ever again. He kind of laughed a little bit. And never talked to him ever again. And those people talked to me maybe, half a dozen times about this story. They were interested. and I was talking to some pretty high-level people. But once the government finds out that a news organization is working on this story, I don't know how they do it. But when you're spending, you know, $2 million a day and you've hired the three largest public relations firms in the country, you know, they're apparently getting their money's worth because it's amazing the influence that they seem to have in the media. And I think that they may be doing it by putting pressure on media outlets. If you're a big PR firm like Ketchum or Ogilvy or Fleischman Hillard, you're managing some of the largest PR campaigns in the country and people who advertise on national television. And I guess they're finding maybe conservative advertisers and using their clout to put pressure on the media. Are they maybe trying to convince them that you know, that there's no story here or impugn my credibility? But there's been 14 federal investigations on this. But I just it's just amazing to me the kind of clout that they have, and you know, they can just they seem to have influence with any media outlet.
Well, yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's true in today's world. Well, it's always been this way, but it's more so now than it than ever before because most of these big media conglomerates are publicly owned, and therefore what you get is you get pressure from shareholders in Wall Street, and the bottom line and the dollar counts more than it ever has, and these PR firms have big client lists, and they can wheel around and threaten them and say, okay, we'll just shift our ad dollars over here as opposed to giving it to you, and we can also withhold guests, and they can do a lot of that kind of stuff. So I find that to be very, 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 very probable. Anybody in Congress say anything to you? Anybody? Have you gone to anybody, and have they said anything?
You know, Jay, that's something that's starting to concern me. I'm not seeing anyone in Congress who should be looking into this. I don't see them talking about it. And I look at the websites of the congressional committees, the House and Senate Small Business Committees, and I don't see this issue mentioned on their websites.
Have you contacted them?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I've walked up and down the halls of Congress for, you know, days and days and days talking to people. And I've met with quite a few members of Congress personally. But you have to think about something. The companies that are getting these contracts are the biggest companies in the world. So you're talking about Lockheed, Boeing, you know, Halliburton, Northrop Grumman, getting hundreds of millions of federal small business contracts. And they want to keep that money. And what kind of clout do the, you know, does the defense and aerospace industry have compared with small businesses? You know, small business is not a very powerful lobby in Congress, unfortunately. But when you look at, you know, the companies are getting these contracts, I would think that that's probably the most powerful, you know, lobby in the country. I think about something that happened to me this summer. I worked with the New York Times for maybe 3 months on a story. And I got to know the reporter pretty well, and he and I had some mutual friends. And I gave him maybe 50 pounds of documents. And he wrote this story, and it was largely about me and the American Small Business League and my effort to clean up fraud, abuse, and spending in federal small business contracting. And he turned it into his editor and left for the July 4th weekend. When the story ran, any mention of me and the American Small Business League had been removed. And he was just livid. And he finally just sort of gave up on it. I was shocked at that. I thought the New York Times was going to really, you know, blow this story open. And about 2 weeks later, I got a call from the L.A. Times. And a young woman was, you know, saw the New York Times story, wanted to write a story about it for L.A. Times. And I told her, I said, if you mention my name in the story, your editor's going to take my name out. She just kind of laughed like I was, you know, a conspiracy nut. Well, about a month later, he called me, and the story had run, and her editor took out any mention of Lloyd Chapman, the American Small Business League, and she quit. And that's happened to me, I don't know, maybe four or five times in with newspapers and magazines. So there's a pattern there that can't be denied.
7:18, 18 minutes after 7, American Small Business League President Lloyd Chapman. You also had a run-in with CNN and Lou Dobbs, too, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I have to actually thank you and Ed Schultz because they finally ran an edited version of the story. I spent about a month working with people from the Lou Dobbs show on this story. They came out to my office. We shut down our office and spent you know, all day filming this story. And they said it was going to run, I think, the following Thursday. This was like on Monday, I think. And they pulled it about 3 hours before we're supposed to run. And I called them up and talked to them, and they said it was going to run, I think, the following day. And it didn't. And I called them up again, and they said, quit calling here. And I just kind of gave up, and after several months, I issued a press release, you know, talking about it. And I did your show and the Ed Schultz show, and they ran it within 4 days, but they edited any mention of Lloyd Chapman and American Small Business League out of it. And I was just, you know, I was just stunned because I was really hoping that Lou Dobbs, you know, would be someone that could, you know, help me get this story out. But
no, he talks a good game, but that game is basically based on trying to get the most viewers he possibly can. That's what his story is, and he has, you know, people go and investigate his background. They'll find out he doesn't have a lot of integrity. One last question here for you. This is going on, and it's hard for you to get your story out. But yet, if you talk to everyday people, the conventional wisdom out there is that those of us who consider ourselves to be liberal or progressive, that we don't like a business, and that the conservatives and the GOP love business. When in reality, what the story is they love their friends in big business, but if you've got small business and you got 5 or 6 or 8 employees or 3 employees, they really don't want to talk to you.
Absolutely, G. I think that's the most important message we can get across to people. I have to say, I grew up in a Republican household. In my office, I've got a picture of me and Gerald Ford and a picture of me and the first President Bush. And I've come to understand that the Republican Party is anti-small business and began with Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan tried to close the Small Business Administration twice and end all federal small business programs. Republican members of Congress proposed legislation in 96 to close the SBA and end all federal small business programs. And Bush is trying to starve the SBA to death. He's cut the budget to the point that the agency can no longer function. And they've adopted dozens of policies that have allowed Fortune 500 corporations to be considered small businesses. So, yes, I have to say that I was very disappointed and shocked to find out the Republican Party has done this. And it's something that people can easily document. You can go, you know, look online and find stories about how the Bush administration has cut the SBA budget. But, yeah, the Republican Party is no friend of small business, but they do spend a lot of time and money trying to make people think that that's true. But absolutely nothing could be further from the truth.
All right. How can we help you get your message out?
Well, people can go to my website, ASBL.com, look at the stories. It's free to join the American Small Business League. And people should write their congressman and talk to their congressman about it and let them know that, you know, that they're not going to go along with giving around $65 billion a year. It's about $200 million a day in federal small business contracts to some of the biggest companies in the world. And people can do what I've done. I requested information under the Freedom of Information Act, and I would, you know, write and call my congressman and, you know, talk to the local media. Small businesses, for example, in Colorado and around the country can, you know, talk to the local newspapers and trade groups they belong to and magazines and radio stations and TV stations and just talk about it and, you know, try to get it out there because the government is spending a lot of money to try to kill this story. The Republicans don't want people to find out that they're actually anti-business. If the Republican Party lost 1 or 2% of their members over this, I think it would really devastate you know, the party. You have to realize that we elect presidents and decide who controls Congress over, you know, maybe 1 or 2% of the population.
Yeah, I get this all the time. I mean, I just got it here a couple of days ago. Well, you know, you people on the left, you hate capitalism. No, we just don't want to be unfair. And I think small business is extremely important. And I think the small business community needs to be honored and helped. And what's going on here is absolutely, I mean, it's disgusting. Lloyd, please keep in touch with us. It's good to have you on, and man, we'll put you on as many more times as you want.
All right, thanks a lot, Jay, and thanks for having me on your show.
You bet. Thanks, Lloyd.
All righty.
There's American Small Business League President Lloyd Chapman. Once again, not a partisan organization. Go check it out for yourself. For yourself at ASBL.com and see what it's about. And the next time one of your conservative friends says to you, well, you guys just don't like business, you can say to them, really? Maybe I ought to check out the Bush administration's track record with the Small Business Administration. And if you're conservative out there and you're listening, and we do have a few conservatives, I really think you need to do some honest examination about your feelings, and that you need to get involved in this too, because this is anti-capitalism at its best. This is class warfare, basically.
Man is faced with many tough choices.
Medium or well done? Shirt tucked in or out? Paper or plastic?
But now, with Radio Shack, choosing a wireless phone is not one of them. Our sales associates will tell you about the variety of carriers, multiple plans, the right phones, and the coolest accessories, making it really easy for you. And right now, come in to find out if you qualify for an upgrade to a new phone, even if you're in a contract.
Brown shoes or black shoes?
Radio Shack, your neighborhood wireless store.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Of this special 5.25% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage offered only by the Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday, too, so they'll work with you. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible. At only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, they guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store, they're the guaranteed pros.
Sometimes it's a divorce, a layoff, or a tragic health situation that causes good people to turn to credit cards just to make ends meet. Then if you get behind, the credit card companies jump the interest rate, charge outrageous late fees, and start to harass you with collection calls. Put a stop to the madness. Call Provanta for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how they can help eliminate large portions of your credit card debt by negotiating with your creditors to get them to forgive potentially thousands of dollars. For over 10 years, Provanta has helped people overcome overwhelming debt and achieve financial freedom. So get your credit card statements together and call Provanta for your free information and consultation. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you may automatically qualify for this little-known program. Call 800-761-0811 for your free, no-obligation debt consultation. Call now, 800-761-0811. That's 800-761-0811.
It's Tom Hartman.
On the next Tom Hartman program, Ross Gelbspan will be here to expose the great global warming swindle for the swindle that it is. Conservative Larry Platt will be saying now politicians and citizens are free to shoot back. I mean literally, again in Washington, D.C. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress is dropping by in the political news of the day. That and more and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 729, 29 minutes after 7. Partly cloudy, high today, 73. Going to be a beautiful day out. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. You can instant message us at am760.net. And we appreciate all of you being here this morning. And we have just got all kinds of stuff to get into today, including our very special guest at 9:30 this morning. This is a reality show that is growing by leaps and bounds. And Christy Harvey and I were talking about it a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, you know what, let's get this guy on. It runs on the Speed Channel. It's Rich Christensen. He's the host of Pinks on the Speed Channel, where people race for each other's automobiles. And the thing is just, you get hooked on it. And he's got a big one coming up on Wednesday night called Pinks All Out. And so Christy will join us to talk to Ron Christensen about Pinks. Or Rich Christensen, I'm sorry, why did I say Ron? Rich Christensen, because she's a big fan, I'm a big fan, and there are a lot of folks out there that are getting hooked on this thing. Okay, it's 7:30. Coming up, we're going to talk to Rich Masters about Alberto Gonzalez and about Alberto Gate and the fact that now the White House is reported to be out shopping for somebody to replace Alberto Gonzalez, like Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff has been mentioned. Francis Townsend has been mentioned. She is the White House anti-terrorism coordinator. Is Alberto in trouble? Yes. Is he going to be gone? Yes. And we've had people on the show now for a couple of weeks that have predicted that that's going to happen. But now it's inching perilously close. And either today or tomorrow or possibly on Thursday, the Senate will vote. The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote whether to issue a subpoena to Mr. Gonzalez and also to Karl Rove and others. So we'll see Harriet Myers. So we'll see what happens with that. 7:31, it's 31 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. And Gina takes another look at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Police and rescue finally looks like this multi-car crash moved out of the way. Southbound 225 north of Mississippi. We did have a left lane blocked, and traffic has just been stacked up big time behind this all the way back to I-70. So looks like that'll start to shake loose now. You may still want to avoid it for the next few minutes. We also have southbound 25 traffic pretty heavy now from I-70 towards Spear if you're trying to get into downtown. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, warm, high of 73 right now. Few clouds, 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Where can you find the most complete local information? At your doorstep. Look for your Dex Denver Metro and Dex...
This just in. Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Will you be able to stop it in time?
Fortunately, overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
And you can compare rates instantly online.
Join the fight to save yourself hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your fast free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
I run my own company, run my household, and run my kids around town. When do I relax? When I'm sleeping. All the stress and worries of the day melt away when I sink into my Tempur-Pedic mattress. It perfectly contours to my body and relieves those painful pressure points. I wake up refreshed and ready to start running all over again.
Sleep away your stress with Tempur-Pedic. Call 1-800-807-7011 for free information and a no-obligation 90-day trial certificate. Call 1-800-807-7011. That's 1-800-807-7011.
Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. Our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs. We use it with every dog that comes in for training.
I have three dogs on Dynavite.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. Dynavite will be a part of Maddie's diet for the rest of her life.
Go to the website at www.dynavite.com. Dynavite, D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Where's the best place to find antioxidants? One independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. Get more antioxidants in your diet. Drink delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Good morning, 7:35, 35 minutes after 7, partly cloudy. High today, 73, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Let's go to my buddy Rich Masters. He is the man who wears many hats. He is not only the managing, he is not only a partner managing director of Corvus Communications, but he serves for 6 years as top policy and communications advisor to U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu, and that's prior to joining Landrieu's first Senate campaign in 1990, or prior to joining Landrieu's first Senate campaign in 1996. He was an award-winning news reporter and an anchor for television stations in Louisiana, Illinois, and Iowa. He has also been subbing for Bill Press on the Bill Press Show. He appears on MSNBC, CNN, and the thousands of other media outlets, but he makes time for us. Rich, good morning. It's good to have you back on the show.
Oh, man, you were with me before being with me was cool, is what I like to say. So.
Yeah, we go way back. Here's a bit of breaking news that defies a manufactured consent on Alberto Gonzalez. MSNBC is reporting this morning that George W. Bush called Alberto Gonzalez to express support. Is this like the final? I mean, if you were Alberto Gonzalez, would you be worried? Because how many presidents have done this before? Or is this George Bush's stubborn streak kicking in? And by God, he's going to hold on to this guy come hell or high water.
Oh, boy, I wish I had a crystal ball. I mean, keep in mind, if recent history is any indication, a vote of confidence in this president means you need to get your resume polished up. Right before he fired Rumsfeld, he gave an unqualified, you know, attaboy, everything's going well, he's going to be here through the end of the term, and then you saw what happened after the election.
Yeah, that's, you know what, that's right, and I'd forgotten about that. So if you were Alberto Gonzalez, if you were good old Al, you'd start looking for a job in a private law firm somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, that's my sense. But, you know, I still go back, and, you know, history may bear me out as wrong, but I think that this president may keep him. I mean, look at some of the names they floated out here, Jay. I mean, it's staggering to me. I mean, in Politico.com this morning, Mike Allen, the great reporter there, reports that that one of the people they're looking at is Mike Chertoff, who is currently the Secretary of Homeland Security. This is the guy that brought us the response to Katrina, and we're going to put him in charge?
Yeah.
you know, I still have a feeling that this could be more likely than not this stubborn streak. He and Gonzalez go way, way back. They're personal friends. They go back further than Rumsfeld and Bush went back. Alberto Gonzalez was his bad guy. He was his man. He's been with him. Unless Alberto Gonzalez decides that because of the scandal swirling around him, he just physically cannot do his job, it'll be impossible for him to get anything done and resigns, I don't think you're going to see Bush force this guy out. I think it just depends on how much heat Gonzalez can stand as to whether he goes or not. Because you got, from a political standpoint, what does it help Bush to have a messy confirmation fight right now? It's the last thing he wants. I would, as a Democratic partisan, I would salivate at the chance of having Mike Chertoff sit in front of the Senate committee and have to answer questions of incompetence over Katrina and how he's going to fix what's wrong in the Justice Department when he couldn't possibly, respond to the one of the main things he was in charge of, which was, responding to a natural disaster like Katrina.
Well, that you kind of answered my next question, which would be, all right, so he comes to the realization that he has to let Alberto go, which is what the rumors are. So he blows him out, and then he goes and gets somebody else. Then he has to face this confirmation hearing. Who's out there that he could get that he's not going to have trouble with? That's number one. And then number two, even if he blows Alberto Gonzalez out, that's not going to stop the juggernaut of the investigation and the scandal, is it?
Won't even slow it down a whit. I mean, think about it. I mean, we're talking about levels of involvement at the highest level. I mean, including the president, by the way, who was on a trip to New Mexico, it appears now, was collared by Republicans from New Mexico who told the president personally they needed Karl Rove to get focused on the problem that they had with their attorney general. So this doesn't go up just to Rove. This goes all the way up to the president as far as who, what political shenanigans are going on and where they're going on. So, I don't think the Gonzalez investigation even slows it down a whit. And, one of the wire stories this morning on the Associated Press, I think they were reporting the Republican Senate saying, even Gonzalez leaving at this point isn't going to slow this down, and Republicans can't defend him, so they're in a real catch-22 from that perspective. It's really going to be difficult, Jay, I think, for them to be able to, get out from under this scandal, because, Gonzalez is a symptom. The problem is Karl Rove and the president, who decided to play politics with the American Justice Department, and I think it's wrong, and I think no matter what Gonzalez does, it's almost different, which is, again, why I think that the president is going to, ultimately hang on to Gonzalez unless he voluntarily says, I just can't take the heat, and decides to get out. But I think he's going to hang on to him because any hearings on his replacement will expose all of the dirty laundry. Again, it will require the testimony of Justice Department officials, and it will continue this story on for a long, long time, which is going to continue one way or the other, I think.
7:41, it's 41 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We've got our good friend Rich Masters on the line here, who knows anything and everything about how this whole thing works. Here's something I found interesting. Last night, the Justice Department released all of those emails. I mean, there were a ton of them. But this morning, it's reported that Patrick Fitzgerald is in some of those emails, and that he only got a mediocre rating. Now, is that because he was after Governor George Ryan, who was a Republican in office at the time?
It could be that. It could be the fact that he opened up the investigation into Scooter Libby against clearly the best political interests of the White House. I think if you look at these grades and the way that they've set this up, I mean, I think they probably made the determination somewhere along the line that firing Fitzgerald would be just a disaster for them. And so I think that's the only thing that spared him was that he had an ongoing investigation. investigation into the inner workings of the White House itself.
Because it would be like Nixon firing Archibald Cox.
It would be absolutely tantamount to that, and so they couldn't go there. But what they could do is send a loud signal to all the other federal prosecutors that you better toe the line. You better do our political prosecutions. You better investigate Democrats. Leave Republicans alone, which is clearly the, you know, unsaid, or perhaps even in some of these emails said. You know, the one thing we found out from the emails, again, is that Alberto Gonzalez was furious. He was mad. Was he furious and mad at his staff or anyone else? No, he was mad, we find out now, because someone actually said that these prosecutors did not deserve to go. That's why he was mad. That's just staggering and stunning to me.
Yeah, it is. What about this rumor that's out there, this allegation that's out there, that Carol Lamb, who was pushed out in Southern California, and Dianne Feinstein, Senator Dianne Feinstein, says it's because she went after Randy Duke Cunningham and his defense contractor friends. What about this rumor out there that she was also looking at Gonzalez himself? Have you heard that?
I've not heard that rumor, but it, you know, nothing right now, Jay, would surprise me coming out of this. I mean, and if you stop and take a step back and look back from not just the political heat and the political moment of this day, every one of us, Jay, should have predicted that this was going to happen. When you've got Dick Cheney, Don Rumsfeld, all of these veterans of the Nixon White House, who during the Nixon administration tried to ease away at power outside of the executive branch. They believe firmly that the executive of the United States should have almost unfettered power. And in the wake of Watergate, when Ford came in, and guess who was chief of staff then? Dick Cheney. They tried everything they could do to make sure executive power was, was unchecked. Unfortunately, the mood of the country post-Watergate was, we better check the chief executive. It set off a constitutional crisis. And so Dick Cheney then went and got elected to Congress and grumbled and moaned and even denigrated Congress while he served as the leader of his party in Congress and chafed at the fact that Congress had any power over the executive. It should come as no surprise that they have absolutely no regard whatsoever for the way our founders set up this country, with a chief executive, but with a congressional branch that oversees every working of the chief executive's office. They've had a detest for that. They've had a disregard. And clearly now we see time after time after time they have tried to roll back the voice of the people in this so that they have an all-powerful chief executive. And it should come as no surprise if we step back from the heat of the moment, all this stuff that's coming out now, and I think it's just the tip of the iceberg. As his papers are released, keep in mind, he tried to also, withhold the release of his papers 10 years from now so that he and his vice president and even his family could keep those papers hidden. Fortunately, a Democratic Congress has stepped in and said, no way. These are the public's papers. We should have access to them. But we're going to find out things, 5 years from now that we never knew and will really frighten us, I'm afraid.
I think you're right about that. The thing that gets me about all of this is that watching this administration, particularly watching this administration recently, it's like going to the racetrack where you got to get a program or you got to get a racing form to keep track of what horses are running in what race. It's getting hard now to keep track of all the details of all of these things because there's so much coming out at one time, and it's like all of a sudden the administration's political machine has blown a flat tire or blown an engine or something.
Well, I mean, they have. I mean, you know, and you see this happen a lot with presidential administrations when they get into their second term, particularly because you see key people leave, key guardians of the secrets leave, and then you have neophytes that come in. And, you know, a lot of what they're doing right now, and it's part of the U.S. attorney scandal, what they did in Little Rock, Arkansas, it was a perfect example, is they replaced a perfectly solid prosecutor who was down in Little Rock, and they replaced him with a young political hack crony of Karl Rove. And the reason they did so was so that they could pad his resume and give him 2 years as interim U.S. attorney so that he could use that as a credential to run for attorney general, lieutenant governor, treasurer, whatever, in Arkansas. So what Karl Rove is doing is he's used the U.S. judiciary to seed the grounds of a long-form Republican, you know, majority. That's their grand delusion when they took over, was to transform that quote-unquote Reagan Revolution to a long-form Republican-dominated nation. Well, what's happened is it's completely blown up in their face because they didn't do it in the right way. They didn't win it through the battle of ideas. They did it through the power of their ability to use, or in many cases misuse, the Department of Justice, the Department of Defense, and on and on and on. It goes back to the central issue, and the central thing that is wrong with the administration is that instead of picking the best and brightest to run his government, he brought in the singularly most partisan person, Karl Rove, to run all apparatuses of the government, and then picked a guy like Dick Cheney, whose fundamental belief is that there should be an all-powerful president, unless that president happens to be a Democrat, by the way, but an all-powerful president who could set the agenda for a Republican domination of American the political scene for decades. And it's wrong. The country's coming back to the center, back to the left, and it's coming back in a hard way, and they have no idea what's getting ready to hit them.
Boy, wouldn't you like to have Dick Cheney on a psychiatrist's couch? I always thought that they had done that in Little Rock so that they would have a political ally sitting there if Hillary were to get the nomination, so that they could dig up trouble on her. But, yeah, grooming him for future office. And how about the guy that they wanted to put in, or they stand? I guess they still want to put him in there, in Washington State, who can't practice law in the state.
Yeah, this is former Congressman Rick White. He's not even allowed to practice, but again, he's a political partisan. He was bounced by voters because voters rejected him. And so what are they doing? They're gonna find a place to sit him so that he has a staff and he has a place with which to launch his future political career. Every decision this White House makes, White House is, whether it's Bill Clinton's administration or every presidential administration, tries to do one thing, or should try to do one thing: look out for the good of the country. Secondarily, as leader of their party, they need to obviously kind of seed the grounds and look for those Democrats and build their party internally. That should be secondary to the looking out for what's good and right and doing what's right for the United States of America. You know, and if you look at what Bill Clinton did, he clearly did what he thought was in the best interest of the United States. The biggest complaint many people had about Clinton is that he didn't pay enough attention to politics around the country. He didn't build up that bench team of Democrats around the country. That's the one political knock about him. But I say good on him for doing that. I mean, you know, if you put the interest of the country, you know, the best kind of politics is good. Good politics is good government. And I think we all need to realize that, especially as we go into this next election.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. I have quibbles with Bill Clinton, but by and large, he never did this kind of stuff and was never engaged in the things that this administration has been engaged in. Rich, thank you so much once again for answering the bell, answering the call, and I'll talk to you on Thursday morning.
That sounds great, brother. I sure appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Rich.
Okay.
All right. There's Rich Masters. He is a partner and managing director at Corvus Communications, and he has extensive background in government and journalism. And he's sitting in for Bill Press at the current time, who is, I guess, out on vacation. And I'm going to be a guest on that show coming up on Thursday. So, ought to help run that right down into the ground. 7:51, 51 minutes past the hour at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's find out what's going on with traffic. Here's Progressive Traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, crews were working hard to get that multi-car crash out of the way southbound 225 approaching Mississippi, and looks like they've finally done that. We had one motorist having a medical emergency, so it did take a bit. Traffic jammed up behind this toward I-70. That is starting to thin out now. You may still want to avoid the stretch for a few more minutes. Northbound lanes catching rush hour traffic, Parker to Mississippi. Eastbound 6 full out of Lakewood, and same across Highlands Ranch if you're traveling eastbound on C-470. Weather outlook today, looking for partly cloudy skies, breezy, and warm. Warmer conditions with a high of 73. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of 42. And right now, fair and 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Where can you find the most complete local information? At your doorstep. Look for your Dex Denver Metro and Dex.
Most people tune out radio commercials, so I'll go ahead and get through this as quickly as possible. Every 2007 Mini Cooper comes with a generous 3-year, 36,000-mile Mini full maintenance plan. Go to your local Mini dealer to test drive the all-new 2007 Mini and find out why it's not just whiptastic handling and giddy-up. It's a pretty ridiculous value, too. Now, with time remaining, I'll jump rope barefoot across a floor covered with mousetraps. Oh! Go! Oh. Ah! the 2007 Mini Cooper. Ridiculously practical, undeniably fun. See Mini Service and Warranty Booklet for terms, conditions, and limitations.
Hey, I knew you would. I knew it. Thank you.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
7:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you know dogs are capable of locating the source of a sound in 6/100ths of a second? Jackson and Coco can hear things that Mary and I only imagine. Or maybe it's the other way around. They imagine they hear things and, well, never mind. Anyway, if you love your dogs, and we love ours, then you got to feed them Purina One. Think about this. Do you take care when preparing your own meals to make them as healthy as they can be? Well, Purina One Natural Blends is prepared with the same philosophy in mind. It starts with high-quality natural ingredients, including real white meat, chicken or lamb as a first ingredient, brown rice, oatmeal or barley, plus sweet potatoes. These ingredients are carefully selected for their natural nutrient content, steam-cooked at the start at an optimal time and temperature to help maintain vitamins, minerals, and flavor. You'll see the healthy changes in your dogs or in your dog, like we have with ours. Healthy energy, great skin, great coat, great teeth, gums, and digestion. It just works so well, and it will for you, too. So if natural dog food appeals to you and also your dog, try Purina One Natural Blends and see if you can change your dog's health for the better. I'm sure you can. Call them for details, and you'll receive a free 6.5-pound bag. That's right. You've got a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag. Don't wait. Call now, 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Call today. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway.
Hey, we're talking to coin collector Steve Wolf about getting silver dollars risk-free. These are real?
Real vintage Morgan silver dollars. Here's the scoop. First Federal is releasing rolls of silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And anyone who wants to examine a roll of these classic Morgan silver dollars can do so risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. Genuine silver dollars struck at the historic New Orleans Mint and guaranteed to be over 100 years old.
Wow, it's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Exactly. May U.S. silver coins were melted down in the 70s, and they're becoming more sought after every day.
And how can we get a roll of these beauties risk-free?
I'd say call First Federal. I know if you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with each roll of Morgan's.
Okay, folks, to examine these silver dollars risk-free and get that free silver coin, here's the number, 1-800-900-0442. Again, 1-800-900-0442. 1-800-900-0442.
Do you need someone in your corner to help with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate this Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean will be talking with Pete McCann, Vice President of Denver-based IXG, about 1031 tax-deferred exchanges. Call Sean to learn more at 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here on AM 760 from noon to 1 this Saturday.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here. And I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number. Just call 877-55-GO-NOW. That's 877-55-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-55-GO-NOW. That's 877-55-GO-NOW. Call now.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Because when a crime is committed, you don't ask whether the victim was a Republican or a Democrat. You ask if a crime was committed. If the crime was committed, you expect the prosecutor to prosecute it, and you don't expect them to be fired if they step on the toes of either political party.
Now, there's Senator Patrick Leahy from Vermont. 7:57, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Colorado State Senator Chris Roemer about English proficiency for high school graduates. We're going to do that coming up next. I wonder if our friends over on the right-wing side of the dial are talking about this Gonzalez situation. Let me see. There's Gonzalez. There's Rock. There's FBI abuses. Boy, if I were working over there, there's a whole 4 hours worth of talk to do. Hold on. I think the better bet would be to talk whether Italian-Americans deserve license plates, vanity plates. That's a better topic. Don't you think? I think so.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, Colorado. This is Randy Rhodes from Grand Junction to the eastern plains of Burlington. Fort Collins up north to Pueblo down south. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in high definition. Hey, that's cool. Find out more about HD Radio on AM760.net.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it sets your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
AM 760
and
HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The White House says they're just not true. Those reports that Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is about to be forced out over the dismissal of 8 federal prosecutors. In fact, a spokesman says President Bush has just given Gonzalez a personal vote of confidence.
In a message clearly aimed at bipartisan calls for the Attorney General's ouster, the White House announced President Bush called Alberto Gonzalez this morning to voice strong support for his embattled friend. The White House also shot down reports that ED is looking for possible successors to Gonzalez. Deputy Press Secretary Dana Perino confirmed the very public restatement of support for Gonzalez was a direct response to what she described as political theater that has no basis in fact. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
Members of Congress are poring over 3,000 emails and other documents on the Justice Department firings. They show that Gonzalez wasn't up to speed on the dismissals and didn't like the way a subordinate tried to explain them to Congress. The Washington Post says U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald was on a Justice Department hit list. He was prosecuting the CIA leak case.
Fitzgerald is a really telling example of how strange this rating system is.
George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley says the system seems to be based on politics, not talent. Well, it's been almost 3 full days since anyone has seen 12-year-old Boy Scout Michael Auberry in the rugged mountains of western North Carolina. Tina White with the National Park Service says dozens of volunteers searched through the night but came up empty.
We are still definitely calling this a search and rescue.
Michael's father, Kent Auberry, isn't giving up hope, but he admits he's come close at times.
We're on a roller coaster, and we are up and down and up and down. And we have good moments, we have bad moments.
On the CBS Health Watch, a new report shows that more than 5 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease. Steve McConnell with the Alzheimer's Association says that's up 10% over the past 5 years.
It's not just touching the individual with the disease. It's touching the relatives and the neighbors and the friends and the children. So it's a disease that strikes very widely and is devastating.
Is there anything good on television? Apparently, a lot of us agree with Bruce Springsteen's take on cable TV.
The U.S. household has access to more channels than ever before. Last year, we found that the average house has
104 channels. It's way up from 1990 when there are only 32 channels in each house.
But Gary Nielsen Media Research says each person only watches 15 channels for any length of time. It may or may not be a sign of life in the housing market. Work on new homes was up 9% last month, but permits taken out for work in the months ahead fell 10%. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are mixed. The Dow Industrials down about 11, NASDAQ up less than a point. This is CBS News.
Newman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir, I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir, I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The national recall of pet food has now created a severe shortage for the Colorado Humane Society. The recall covers dog food sold throughout North America under 51 brands, cat food sold under 40 brands. The Humane Society's Susan Friedenberg tells our partners at 9 News they had to throw out most of their wet food, which is needed for some animals.
We like to make this as comfortable as possible for them for their stay here, and even taking away the wet food is going to interrupt them not being stressed.
If you'd like to donate, you can take pet food to their Englewood location on South Platte River Drive. Any Whiskas, Pedigree, or Royal Canine food is okay. Defense attorneys say a man convicted of killing a fellow inmate at the federal pen in Florence, then displaying his organs to guards and other cons, should be spared execution because he has mental problems. Federal jury in Denver convicted 42-year-old William Sablin of first-degree murder last week. Now they're deciding if he should get a date with a lethal needle. And a bill encouraging people to become organ donors is moving through the state legislature, the House approving a measure to renew the Organ and Tissue Donor Awareness Fund. If not renewed, that fund is due to expire next year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Traffic finally on the move again. Southbound 225 between I-70 and Mississippi. That multi-car crash moved off to the left shoulder. Traffic still a little sluggish around Colfax. More of that slow-moving traffic eastbound 6 Sheridan to I-25. That's due in part to an RTD bus that stalled near Wadsworth. We have a bicycle crash now blocking eastbound Colfax at Cherry, just east of Colorado. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, and warmer with a high of 73. Currently under partly cloudy skies, it's 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford, get a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.99. That's right, get a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for $15.99. They sell them for less every day, guaranteed. Freeway Ford, I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Your car looks amazing, man. How do you find it?
Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast, quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado and Mississippi, Embers and Mississippi.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I was just listening to that. I go to Finish Line. I go to the one on Colorado Boulevard. 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. What a great day today. High 73. We're going to talk to Colorado State Senator Chris Roemer. He is our special guest. His bill is up today that would deal with English competency for high school graduates. Senate Bill 73 would require all districts, including charter schools, to develop by 2012 English competency requirements to graduate from high school. And let's talk to the senator right now. Senator Roemer, good morning, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Jay. It's a great morning. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it sure certainly is.
All right, let's talk about Bill 73. Why Bill 73? What was going through your mind when you decided this?
Sure, Jay. I was on the board of directors as a volunteer for a English immersion high school, actually two high schools, the New America Schools. Those high schools served 100% ESL or English as a language. And ultimately, there was a little bit of startup challenges, and I had to step off the board to become the volunteer superintendent for those two schools. As I became familiar with the process of helping kids acquire a second language, it really was stunning to me that some of the kids showing up to the school actually had diplomas from other high schools and other school districts who literally couldn't fill out the forms to apply to get into our school. And it was really clear to me that a certain percentage of kids, not a huge number, but a certain percentage of English language learners or ESL students are basically being warehoused in our high schools, and they're not being given the appropriate English language acquisition skills. And that was really the genesis of my running this bill.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. As a matter of fact, there's a report out this morning, a news story out, about one-third of the people living in the nation's capital are functionally illiterate, compared with about one-fifth, according to a report on the District of Columbia. And I don't think when they're talking about people in the District of Columbia being functionally illiterate, I don't think they're talking about Congress here. I think what they're talking about is the people who live there. And you're right. Our tendency is to, like, kick people upstairs to the next grade and not pay attention when they're lacking critical skills.
We really do need to get laser focused on this. And look, English language acquisition or any literacy is the fundamental of all knowledge. If you think through, even in mathematics, you really need to have competency in language to acquire that skill. There may be kids who have a propensity for better mathematical skills, but they still need English language to acquire that skill. And so I really think we have been dumbing down this process. And yes, we do have an immigration issue in our country, but we also have an assimilation issue, and we've been really lazy about this. And I've asked for a bipartisan process to help us really focus on helping people assimilate and acquire the English language to be successful. And I really think it's a common sense approach.
These ideas that, like, English has to be the official language bothers me. And when people call up here and rant, well, you know, I saw that sign and it was in Spanish. To me, if you're the older generation and you don't want to succeed, you don't want to be part of what's going on, you don't want to speak English, it's a free country, that's your right. But when you talk about kids going to school, taxpayer-supported institutions, to me that opens up a whole other debate.
Well, and look, I want to be clear about this. I embrace, I think it's wonderful that we have a multilingual and we should have a multilingual society. But let me just give you an example. When I was the coach of the New America School soccer team, we had both African immigrant kids who spoke about 10 different languages, and we had a lot of Spanish-speaking kids. The African immigrant kids came to me after the second game and said, hey, coach, we can't understand the Spanish kids because they keep speaking Spanish. And I basically said, okay, from that moment forward, we're going to play soccer in English. It was wonderful that they all had different languages, but to be a good soccer team, we all had to play in English. And that's a pretty good analogy for what we need to do in society as a whole. It's great to have diversity. It's great to have multilingual skills, but you need to have everybody have a basic competency in a given language, and I think it needs to be one of the top priorities of the K-12 system.
Now, has anybody come forward and said to you, we oppose this?
Yeah, sure. I have people who basically feel that it's a good goal, but they're concerned that it's an unfunded mandate. My view of the world is we have enough growth in the education budget that this is a top priority, that we need to reorient our funds. I also disagree with some of my own policy issue, and their view of the world is we underfund education, and the truth is that we do. But the reality is, what I believe is, the public, I think, will willing to invest more money in education if they see the right results. I have other people in my party who believe you've got to get more money to get those results. And it's just a philosophical difference, and I've been a part of this with Amendment 23, and I really think we need to get laser on getting certain levels of achievement so that we can go back to the voters to invest in our K-12 system.
Hey, 12 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Colorado State Senator Chris Roemer is our special guest. He's talking about Senate Bill 73, which would require all districts, including charter schools, to develop an English competency requirement by 2012, I don't understand why anybody would argue over the funding of this.
Well, Jay, I think that people feel that there are lots of federal mandates coming down from Washington under No Child Left Behind. And I think there has been a lot of proposals, particularly from Republican governors and the Republican administration in Washington, that are punitive to districts. And I think that they have reacted overly, how to put this, it's kind of like Pavlov's dog. They've been hit so many times with the electrical shock that I think when they hear about another standard like competency in English, they pull back too quickly, and I don't think they digested how common sense this is. But I think that when you really look at the challenges facing our society as we do assimilate another wave of immigrants, English acquisition is just a top priority, and it's got to move to the front of the list of what we fund out of our K-12 system.
Well, I don't understand how they would look at it that high school students, or any student for that matter, could get out of high school, not be proficient in the English language, and then expect to have good careers or make decent money. I mean, how can you do that?
And candidly, it's more important than that. If you look at actually death and injuries on the workplace for Hispanic workers, they've increased about 50% in the workforce.
Yeah.
They have actually increased by 105% death and injury in the workforce. If you look at the comparable statistics for black and Anglo workers, it's gone down by 20%. So when you really talk to the people who do OSHA and safety work on construction sites and in dangerous jobs, one of their beliefs is the fact that you're having people speak different languages within a given dangerous workplace is contributing to injuries and death. So this isn't just a theoretical problem. This is a real-life problem that we need to be a lot more focused on. I also want to say that Colorado, unfortunately, is one of only two states that doesn't fund adult ESL, which is different than the K-12 system. And so many people jump up and down about immigration. What we need to start focusing on is not just immigration. We need to start focusing on the funding for assimilation. And to be effective in assimilation, you need to be effective in helping people acquire English.
Have you heard from Latino groups about this?
You know, there have been some. Interestingly enough, even one of the leaders in the Padres Unidos group came to me and said, "We understand what you're doing. You're right. A lot of kids are in classes where what's happening to them is they're being lectured to in English, and they're not acquiring English. And there's a skill in language acquisition that doesn't mean you just put Spanish-speaking and non-English-speaking kids in a classroom and do what's called shelter English. What you really need to do is to get them to use the language so that they acquire it. And that takes different strategies than we're implementing in a lot of high schools.
How do you think your bill will do today?
Well, I'll get it out of the Senate, but it will not be anywhere close to 35 votes. My suspicion is it'll be, 18 or 19 in favor and the rest against. And I think the issue will be funding. My point to my party is, look, we need to send a loud and clear message that English language acquisition is the key function of the K-12 system. Right now, Jay, the problem in our society, in many states, including Colorado, is we give a high school diploma just based upon seat time. If you sit in enough classes, if you just sit there and check off the boxes, you get a high school diploma. And in the area of English language acquisition, that's just not good enough.
Things haven't changed all that much in a gazillion years that I haven't been in high school. I mean, it was like that when I was in high school, too. And I'll bet you I'm not the only one, but I'm a product of that. And, yeah, you know. I think you gotta have this if you expect students to go out and excel in the world.
Well, you're right, and I'll give you an example. And just to say that you can't do this is just not true. Singapore, who my brother Paul is working with a little bit, was ranked 15th in the world in mathematics 10 years ago. They just flat made a decision. They were going to be number one in the world in mathematics, and within 15 years, they became number one. Now, granted, it's a pretty authoritarian society that doesn't even let you chew gum in public, but we can do better, and we just have to get more focused on this. And that's part of the problem is we have too many excuses. In my opinion, on the left, we have too many excuses that we're underfunded. On the right, their theory is they want to destroy the public public education system with vouchers to fix it. And to be honest, neither approach is very, very well thought out.
Yeah. Once again, you and I are on the same page with that. I'm for more funding for public education.
And I am too. But
also, smart funding, and I'm also not for destroying the public school system.
No, absolutely, and that's where, the far right has really got this wrong. They have two agendas. One, they want to destroy the public education system using vouchers. Secondly, they want to put religious training into schools. Both of them are anathema to our historic history, and, you know, frankly, public education is the foundation of democracy. The problem on the far left is that we aren't being candid enough how quickly we are falling behind the rest of the world in the outcomes, and that study that you referenced this morning is pretty hard proof. I mean, if we want to manage the bottom of a knowledge-based world economy, we're well on our way. If we want to get less focused on getting the right outcomes, we need to come together in a bipartisan way and say that acquiring knowledge really matters. It's going to matter to our standard of living in 10 and 20 and 30 years. It's going to matter to our democracy. And to be candid, we've gotten really lazy about this.
Yeah, great points, great points. Senator, thank you so much for this morning. Really appreciate it. Good luck with this bill. And I know I'll call my state senator for sure, or drop him an email and support the bill, and I urge everybody else to do it too.
And I hope that when you talk about this, Jay, there are two issues on the table, one of which is the solving of the federal problem regarding immigration. But we also in Colorado and elsewhere need to be very candid about how we assimilate this next wave of immigrants that joined our society. And to be honest, we're talking a lot about punitive issues on immigration. We're not talking nearly enough about the candid way you assimilate a wave of immigrants.
Oh, I agree. Listen, if we would stop the hysteria about this topic and stop the warfare on people coming here and start to figure out a way to work this out and get off the punitive part, which is what you're talking about, we'd be much better off. But you realize, I mean, you must know that is a huge uphill struggle.
No, I agree, but that's why common sense people have to speak out and ask the federal government to come together and actually solve the immigration federal issue. At the same time, the state has got to get in the business of saying it's our responsibility to help assimilate this wave of immigrants. I'll tell you, having worked at the New America School, these are great Americans. We want these people to be a part of our American culture. We absolutely need to be clear, though, that there are certain assimilation challenges that we need to be honest about.
Boy, I couldn't agree more. Senator,
Dave,
thanks.
It's been great. Look forward to talking with you again.
Oh, yeah, anytime you want, just let me know.
Great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Senator. There's Senator Chris Romer, and his bill is Bill 73. You want to talk about this, about requiring high school students to be competent in English? I'd pay for that. I really would. 303-713-7600. You want to talk about this? I'd love to talk to you about it. And about his point, about the senator's point, about how we assimilate those who come here and are American citizens, become American citizens, and we want them to be part of this society. And this idea that you get a high school diploma simply because you get seat time, which is what went on when I was a kid. And
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles. Many with remaining factory warranty. And special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Givens. Performances Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Millions of people with allergies have gotten Claritin Clear with Claritin D and found powerful non-drowsy relief from their worst congestion and sinus pressure.
But there's something else we need to be clear about. You'll now find Claritin D at the service or pharmacy counter. Still no prescription needed. Either way, just ask for it. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves your worst symptoms, even congestion, fast. Nothing works stronger, faster, or longer. Live Claritin Clear. Among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products, use as directed.
That you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
Hey, honey, sorry to bother you at work. Have you seen my keys?
Where are you? In the den?
Yeah.
Did you look behind the neatly stacked Benjamins?
Yes.
What about in the coffee table drawer next to the crumbled wad of tens?
The green ones? I checked there.
Okay. Go to the kitchen.
Okay.
You see that high pyramid of rolls of quarters on top of the fridge?
Near the cashier's checks?
No, further back. Near the moolah and the extra scratch.
Oh, got it. Thanks.
You have more money lying around the house than you realize. Play the eBay What's It Worth game and see the value of your stuff. You'll have a chance to win a $100 eBay gift certificate. First-time sellers receive 3 free eBay listings. And the U.S. Postal Service makes it easier than ever. Get free boxes, online postage printing, even schedule free package pickup. Whatever it is, you can sell it on eBay.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. From March 15th through March 24th, 2007, during which time insertion fees only are waived for the first 3 listings. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 or older who are registered members of eBay.com.
It's not about the candidate.
Tom Hartman.
I think this is the biggest mistake that we make here in America, is thinking that we have to find the perfect candidate. If enough of us get involved, it almost doesn't matter. If enough of us get out there and get active and engage in the political process beyond just voting, then if somebody is elected who we don't agree with on all issues, we can push her
or him
in the directions that we want them to move.
The Tom Hartman Program, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After 8, high today, 73, going to be a beautiful day today. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin just picking and grinning my way to hillbilly heaven. All right, we're talking about, whoops, wrong radio station, wrong format. I know, you just really want me to work over there at KYGO and the Wolf, don't you? But that stuff's not country music. That's pop music. We're talking about Senator Chris Roemer's bill, which would require students in high school, you have to have proficiency in English in order to graduate. And he listed the objections to this. Funding, another unfunded mandate. But to me, this is a key to the immigration problem, too. And I agree with him 100% that we want diversity, but in order, the way the reality is, in order to go out in the world and to be able to make it in the world, English. And it bothers me that at times we're not multilingual enough. But what about this idea? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Robin in Denver. Robin, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, Robin. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I was really happy to hear y'all talking about this bill going on right now because, as I was telling the person in the studio, my family is from Cuba.
Oh, wow. Cubans are like the best. Like the best.
Oh, thank you.
I love Cuba. I know everything about the history of it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
And I've been there.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, my family is from Cuba. They lived in Puerto Rico for a bunch of years when they first came up. And I just have seen a huge difference between my family that decides to stay in Miami and not learn English and my family that moved to New Orleans. My mother was always my family's obnoxiously Cuban, so we're very proud of our heritage and our culture, and we're all bilingual. But I just consider it a moral issue that everyone should have the right to speak like, learn English so that you can choose whatever kind of job you want. My family that lives in Miami, I mean, they're still pumping gas 40 years later. So, for
yeah.
me, I think that if we're going to have immigrants in this country, we have a moral responsibility to teach everybody English so they can choose if they want to have what kind of job. So, I think it should be fully funded, and I completely agree with the bill.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. And when I lived in Chicago, I would run across people whose parents were from Poland, say, for instance, and didn't know English. And they would never, ever, ever get outside of their world.
Well, of course not. And it's for me, tragic to meet my cousins who are very intelligent people and will really never progress, will never have an opportunity to go to college. I mean, they'll never have the opportunities I've had because my family was so militant with me speaking. Not only, I mean, granted, I'm from New Orleans, so I still have a funny accent, but to sound like an American, so I didn't have to undergo some certain, you know, prejudices that other people have to go through.
Yeah.
I've always considered that a great asset, and being bilingual is a huge thing in this country. It's not really about, liberals, the senator kept saying assimilation, because I think that's something a lot of Latinos have a problem with, is the idea of assimilation. You can still be very proud of your culture, and you can still teach your kids Spanish, but it's not the same thing.
Well, this whole thing that goes on about, they don't want to assimilate, and that, this whole thing that goes on, and you hear it all the time.
Of course.
This is a false wedge issue. I saw a guy in a car yesterday that had a Mexican flag sticker on the bumper, but underneath that, it had a Marine Corps sticker.
Of course.
I mean, the guy, obviously, either him or somebody in his family, I assume, had served in the United States Marines. What difference if you're proud of it? And this country ought to say, yeah, you know, we want people with pride.
Absolutely. We just had the Irish-Italian parades, and nobody talks to those people about being not proud about their heritage.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
Why is it different if you're Latino? It just, you know.
Boy, is there a good Cuban restaurant in this city?
Well, you know, Jay, I keep kosher, so it's hard to eat the Cuban food, but I make good Cuban food. You can do it both. So.
I love Moro rice.
It's fabulous. My abuela makes great stuff. When I came up here, she gave me a crock pot and a rice cooker so I could go out in the world and be prepared.
I just to get off the subject just a little bit here,
mm-hmm.
before I get into the traffic, and then we'll take more calls on this, but I'm really bitterly opposed and always have been, excuse me, I'm bitterly opposed and always have been to the embargo. I think the way to convert people to democracy is to have contact with them. And the Cuban people are, at least the ones I met, are so warm, so giving, so nice, and so proud. And it's just a real shame that most people can't have that contact. And I still exchange emails with friends who are still in Havana. And by the way, what year did your parents leave?
My mother, my father's actually American. My mother came to the United States in 63.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't,
yeah.
Then she immediately moved to Puerto Rico and didn't come back until the late 70s.
Well, that's great.
So I have to tell you, I'm probably one of the few Cuban Americans you'll ever meet who's also completely opposed to the embargo, just because I have a lot of cousins there. And I'll tell you, the first thing that happens, I do consider, you know, Castro to be a dictator. My grandfather spent a bunch of years in a Cuban prison.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
But, you know, it's so unfair because every time he does something wrong or takes their money, he just blames America because we're not trading with them. We're the ultimate excuse for him. And I think we should be subsidizing people, Americans going to Cuba, so they can see how much they're lying about us over there.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I said this to a conservative emailer here a couple of days ago when we were talking about Guantanamo.
Mm-hmm.
Fidel does on the island what this administration does at times about Al-Qaeda and Iraq. In other words, it's always somebody else's fault, and there's always this external threat that's coming to get us that we can't manage and that we have to be in a panic state about, which is the same stuff that Fidel shops or used to now that he's kind of like...
I'll tell you something. One of the reasons why I am so... why I'm such a huge supporter of the ACLU and why I am so passionate about First Amendment rights is because I grew up with someone whose father was in a military jail and who always lectured me, don't believe it can happen here. It can absolutely happen here. And I always considered that one of the greatest assets, one of the things that made me love America more and made me, you know, willing to kind of complain about our administration. I'm like, at least they won't kill us here, put us in jail for that. I mean, we take that for granted here, but you grew up with a family that didn't have that, and you'll appreciate it more.
Yeah,
so
you're right, and people should definitely look into the history of that island and look into what's going on and read reliable sources, not manufactured propaganda and conventional wisdom. Robin, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for
I really appreciate it. Thank you a lot.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, it's tragic what goes on there, and that administration, that regime, uses us as an excuse, as a focal point, the same way this administration turns around, and I know we're getting off the subject of the English bill, but it turns around and does it here. All right, if you support Bill 73, if you think this is a good idea to have seniors, they've got to be proficient in English. 303-713-7600 in order to graduate high school. And if you like Senator Romer's bill, call your senator. Plus, I'd love to hear what you have to say about it. And if there's any of you out there that have objections to this idea, I'd like to hear that too. What your objections would be. Maybe it's specifically funding, and maybe that's what one of your chief objections to the idea. We'll talk more about this and take your calls coming up. 8:33 past the hour. Gina, now with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Northbound 25, just north of I-70, we had a car hit the barrier wall there. Looks like it's off on the right-hand shoulder, but we have a lot of police presence in the area. That driver, that vehicle fled on foot, so expect some traffic backups to kick in through the downtown area. Southbound, of course, is stacked up I-70 to Spear. Eastbound 6 still dragging a little bit. We had an RTD bus stalled near Wadsworth. We still have a bicycle crash that has eastbound Colfax closed east of Colorado. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, breezy, and warmer with a high of 73. Currently partly cloudy and 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that jumpstarts your car can jumpstart your vacation. For a limited time, take advantage of their Disneyland promotion.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
For you to take advantage of 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate. You heard it right. The mortgage store is offering for a limited time only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate with a 5.53 APR. Call the mortgage store right now, 303-423-7171. If you act quickly and you call now, you can defer your next two house payments. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your house payment is going to go up, maybe by hundreds of dollars a month or so. So take advantage of this special 5.25 30-year fixed rate mortgage offered only by the mortgage store. 303-273-7171. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible. And at only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, they guarantee to save you money. So call the experts at the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Call now, the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
All right, that's Spanish and not Cuban, but that's okay. I love you anyway, John. John says he knows that. Who did this song originally?
Richie Valens.
That's right, too. All right, 8:37, 37 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know that because you saw the movie, right?
Yes.
Yes.
No, my dad's the same age as you, and you know, he was into that kind of music in the 50s.
No, you skewed because you saw the Lou Diamond Phillips movie. But speaking of Lou Diamond...
Absolutely not.
Speaking of Lou Diamond Phillips, where's his damn career? Okay. Partly cloudy, high today, 73. And we're talking about this English bill that Senator Chris Roemer's proposed, which would require high school students to be proficient in English. High school seniors that have to pass an English competency requirement. And... by 2012, and I like the idea, 303-713-7600. I want to see if you do or if you don't. Here's Mike in Colorado Springs. He's a teacher, and he likes the bill. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm great.
What do you think?
Well, I support Senator Roemer's bill. I think we have a lot of kids coming into the classroom these days that, you know, their English language skills are limited, and we need to get them up to speed. I think my only problem with the bill is that it needs to be fully funded. We have staffing issues at schools across the state that need to be addressed. And if you're going to put, you know, kids up to proficiency, they need the help. You need the staff in the classrooms and in the schools to help them get there.
Senator Roemer said that he believes that by the time 2012 rolls around, that there'll be the funding there, that there'll be enough growth for the funding to be there. I agree with you that we should definitely fund this. I think this is vitally important, and it's key, and we should. And it's one of those situations where I believe that we should go find the money. We need to find the money because this is important.
Well, I think the money can be made available. I think Governor Ritter's had his new proposal may allow there to be at least a beginning to funding. But the problem is you've got to have, you know, a long-term plan for making sure that the funding is there. And by 2011, Referendum C and Amendment 23, they sunset, and we've got to find plans to get that fixed.
Well, I don't understand how anybody would not want to find the funding for this. I don't get how they wouldn't. I don't get how the idea, unless you don't care about public education, unless you want to destroy it, I don't get how people would endorse the idea that high school students, that you could get a high school diploma and not be proficient in the English language. And it's kind of the same thing as saying, well, you can get one and not being, you don't have to be proficient in math, say, for instance.
Right. Well, and I think, you know, a lot of people have great vision and great goals for education, and everyone, you know, it's hard to argue with those goals. The problem is, a lot of people want great achievement, but don't back it up with, you know, the effort that comes in with funding it. You can't do things with the resource base that we have. You can't keep piling on requirements and not go to the table with more money.
Well, for sure, too. And I agree with that. And I think, once again, as I said before, we need to find the money. We need to get this done.
Well, and I think the other thing I wanted to comment on was just, the comparisons that are made at every turn these days. You know, our education system compared to education systems in Japan or Singapore. I think, you know, Senator Roemer made that comparison. And, you know, places like Finland. in this week's U.S. News and World Report. You know, they had their cover story is about how other places in the world do things better than we do, and, you know, and that's certainly the case. And, of course, I knew education was going to be one of them. And we have our failings, but, you know, their comparison was made to Finland, which, you know, the issue is that, you know, we have a very different system. We have a very different population in this country compared to places like Finland, Japan, Singapore, which, you know, their governments are different. Their populations are completely different. You know, they're more homogeneous. They have less issues, you know, than we do. I mean, it's really comparing apples to oranges in many respects, and I think a lot of times it's not really a fair comparison.
So, I would agree with that, but as I said to Senator Romer, I'll say it publicly on the air. I'll say it again. I'm tired of the war on brown people in this country. I really am. You know what? How about this? You come here, you become a legal citizen, then we want people to make it. We want people to succeed. And one of the things that you have to succeed in is you have to succeed in the English language. Now, if you want to drop out of high school, if you don't, well, I don't want anybody to drop out, so that's not a right thing to say. But technically, I've always believed that if you don't want to participate in society, if you want to live in an enclave, if you don't want to take advantage of the things that are here, then you have a right to do that. But if you're going to go to public school and it's a taxpayer-supported institution, then we have a right to demand certain things of you, who are the students, and we have a right to demand that you be proficient in certain things, and English is something that you just can't turn your back and look the other way. We have to demand this. Because
absolutely, and I think if we're going to work towards, you know, new economies and what, you know, many people are calling for now, you know, 21st century skills, things like, you know, the ability to innovate, to be creative, to problem solve, to do those kinds of things, if you don't have basic mastery on language skills, you know, you're behind the eight ball to begin with when you get out of school.
That's right.
That doesn't help any of us.
No, it really doesn't. Mike, thanks, man, and thanks for being a teacher. Appreciate you hanging in there and helping shape the country's future.
Thanks for having me on, Jay.
Sure, call anytime. Thanks.
Bye.
Let's go to Brad in Nederland. Brad, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Yes.
I just, you know, I don't have a lot to say. I mean, you've, you know, pretty much covered all the language stuff, and you know, other than to agree that, yeah, we needed a little bit of language proficiency in, you know, the country. But also, I guess, you know, I'm mainly calling because of the response to, you know, the Cuba issue. And, you know, I myself have also been to Cuba also and done some reading. You know, I guess Jane Franklin has a great chronological history of Cuba.
But, when was the last time you were there?
Let's see. Oh, 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And, I spent like 9 days in Havana and then went to Pinar del Rio. So I guess I haven't, you know, not as much time as I'd like to. I mean, I had some chance to walk through Havana, Cuba, and have contact with the people. But, you know, I think, you know, the Cuba does have a legitimate paranoia about our country.
And,
I mean, this is not to, you know, like to support everything that Castro does.
No, I think they do, too. I think they do, too, from the aspect that we have done things to them that, once again, we would never, and I mean never, tolerate here, including backing what we now call, which we now label as terrorists, backing what we would consider to be terrorists, to go there and launch attacks, sabotage power stations, do all kinds of things. Yeah, their paranoia is real, but the problem with it is, here's the problem. The problem with it is that the administration there, the machine there, does kind of what acts in the same manner as the administration here, in that they take it and they inflate it and pin everything that goes wrong on it when they've mismanaged the economy.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes and no. I mean, you know, like you know, the economy is pretty poor, but then they do have that embargo on the country.
Well, yeah, but see, but that doesn't account for everything, because when they used to get Soviet subsidies, and they were getting oil and they were getting money and they were getting goods, okay, they still mismanaged the economy because the people who were in charge of planning and executing all of that were not qualified for the jobs that they held. I mean, you've heard the famous story about Guevara, who they're sitting around having a meeting, and they're looking for a minister of the interior, and Guevara thinks that they that somebody in the room had asked, is anybody a doctor? And he said, me. And they said, okay, you know, you're it.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Jay, but you can pick at, you know, a little individual thing like that to show that they mismanaged the economy.
Well, I give you a lot of other examples.
But if you can, you know, also read the report from Oxfam, which was, you know, was they did a research. They had a couple of researchers down there that studied the transition from, let's say, an export economy to growing most of their, you know, switching over from sugarcane exports to growing for indigenous food consumption, and they were they praised the way that Cuba was able to, you know, turn on a dime and just, you know, change that, you know,
but it's not,
agricultural
around. But the problem is that it's not enough, and it is very, very difficult, and it is very, very hard to run a state-controlled, centralized economy that does not encourage nor does not foster entrepreneurship or does not foster development. And on top of that, they live in a two-tiered system in which those that are higher up in the government and in the military live a different standard of life than those who are everyday citizens on the bottom. And the corruption there is unbelievable. And to have people who are trained economists in the Soviet style of management running the country and making the decisions, and now, of course, the army runs almost everything on the island, that's bound to failure. Show me where anywhere in any third world country or any country, any place, that's worked. Now, am I trying to make a case about pure capitalism? No.
No.
Because I think a mixed economy is the best way to go, but you can't have it 100%. If you're out of balance, you're in trouble.
And I agree with you on the mixed economy end of it. But, you know, I think that, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, in other words, you know, the absolute, like, the per capita GDP in Cuba is miserable. But then again, the life expectancies and infant mortality rates are far better than, let's say, you know, Mexico, Brazil, or
Guatemala.
In other words, it's not a black and white situation.
No, I wouldn't dispute that. I wouldn't dispute that about health care, but I'm talking about the average standard of living of the average Cuban who has to stand in line for the two-a-days and has to go through all of that stuff, while those higher up on the ladder are living a different lifestyle. And they experiment sometimes with a little bit of market, then they pull back, then they experiment, then they pull back, and they have mismanaged the island. I mean,
and I would agree that they need more of a mixed economy, but, you know, when you do look at the other countries, you know, you can't say that the average, you know, Guatemalan is better off than the average, you know, Cuban.
No, because the average Cuban
is such extreme, you know, disparity in wealth.
But I agree, but that doesn't, you know what, but that doesn't, you know, that's the same argument that some conservatives will give you, which is, hey, our poor in the United States are better than the poor in Sadr City in Baghdad. Well, you know what? That standard's not good enough. And yes, they have medical care. Yes, they have those things. They have education. But it still does not justify living in a police state and a mismanaged economy. Brad, thanks. I got to go, man.
All right, bye.
8:51, traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Northbound 25 north of I-70. Watch out for that right shoulder crash. A stalled RTD bus was still bogging down eastbound 6th east of Wadsworth. You're trying to get out of the Lakewood area. Someone on a bike was hit. Eastbound Colfax remains closed at Cherry, just east of Colorado. Pretty nice drive on I-25 both directions between Evans and C-470. That's running clear. Westbound I-70 heavy now from Quebec to Colorado. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, warm, high of 73. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of 42. Currently, partly cloudy and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
For a limited time, find out how you can get a free Canon PowerShot digital camera for banking with Key.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all model, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Derek Figueroa, CFO for Denver-based Seattle Fish Company, on why he picked the CU Executive MBA program.
I did a lot of research on executive MBA programs, and CU was the one that came back with the best recommendation. CU's executive MBA allowed me to go back into my company and contribute in key ways that I couldn't have before. It's really paid off. Check it out for yourself.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transform It Into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years, a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-300-4662. 1-800-300-4662. That's 1-800-300-4662.
8:54, 54 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. A little passionate there with Brad. Brad's a good man. Brad, you're a good man. Compañero. Okay. Hey, Rocky's Autos has got the largest selection of clean, late model used vehicles in all of Colorado. That's why they're Colorado's number one volume dealer. The 07s are there and a whole lot more. The selection is just marvelous and it's huge. We're celebrating 1 year with the car that we have, that we bought from Rocky's, and it's been great this entire winter. And it gets great gas mileage, and it's one of the best cars we've ever bought. And Rockies will never steer you wrong. $1,500 on their matching down incentive. You put down $1,005, they'll put down $1,005, and you've got $3,000. Go out there and see my friends Tom and Marvell Scher and the rest of the gang out of Rockies because they're good folks. Or check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Why are they so successful? Because they treat you right. Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them. Rockies Autos, they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. They wrote the book on how to do it right.
Feel energized and invigorated. Visit the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue in Denver, your source for anti-aging, cellulite, inner cleansing, and disease prevention. Call today at 303-777-2555 to take advantage of their special limited-time offer of $10 off all services. Remove, restore, and rejuvenate at the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue. Call 303-777-2555 or visit www.wellnessonfifth.com. Mention this ad and receive a special discount of $10 off any service.
Rocky Balboa, now on DVD.
I think I want to, like, fight.
You don't have to do it.
Yeah, well, I think I do.
No!
The legend returns for one final round.
It's over. You toss him over to us all.
Loaded with special features and an alternate ending that really packs a punch.
It takes guts climbing back in that ring.
The New York Times proclaims it's all hard.
You can do it!
Rocky Balboa, now on DVD, Blu-ray disc, and PSP. Rated PG for boxing violence in some language. Special features and alternate ending not rated.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:56, 56 minutes after the hour. Partly cloudy, high today 73. Going to be a really great day. Coming up, we got Paul Waldman from Media Matters for America. He's a senior fellow. We'll look at media bias. And then at 9:30, we're going to have on Rich Christensen, who is of the hit show Pinks on the Speed Channel, and Chrissy Harvey's going to join us to interview Rich because we're both huge fans. And this is a reality show, and I never thought I'd be into these, but this is a reality show that people are catching on to right and left. all over the place. And this thing is growing by leaps and bounds. And you don't even have to be a car fan to be into this. You just like to watch tense interhuman activity, then this is the program. I got Mary hooked on it. I got John Turk watching. And people I run into in the hallways here, oh, yeah, we watch it too. So we're gonna talk to Rich about that. I find it interesting that we put on earlier in the morning, if you didn't hear it, you should check this out. It was at 7 o'clock. We put on the American Small Business League president, Lloyd Chapman, who says the Bush administration is basically squashing his efforts to expose the waste and corruption in the SBA, the Small Business Administration. Plus, the contracts are going to Fortune 500 companies. And I hate to say this, but I usually get one or two conservative or three or four conservative emails every day. But no conservatives have come out to even say anything about this. You know, if you own a small business, you know somebody who does, you care about small business people. The conventional wisdom is that the GOP cares about them. We don't. Well, get the podcast at am760.net. Listen to the interview. Go to asbl.com, especially if you're a small business owner, and check out this story, because it's a national disgrace.
Hey, Colorado. This is Randy Rhodes from Grand Junction to the eastern plains of Burlington. Fort Collins up north to Pueblo down south. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk Broadcasting in high definition. Hey, that's cool. Find out more about HD Radio on AM760.net.
Food from the Hood is a student-run program that originated at Crenshaw High School over 10 years ago. Since the beginning, South Central Los Angeles students have been committed to maintaining company profits in order to distribute them into a scholarship fund. The graduating seniors are proving year after year that the program works. But we still need your help. More students are on the way. Young entrepreneurs are learning how to operate every part of a business, from manufacturing to selling. These organic salad dressings are on the shelves at Whole Foods, Ralph's, Vons, and Food for Less. They are even available online at Amazon.com. And every time you purchase a Food from the Hood, honey mustard, ranch, or creamy Italian salad dressing, you are giving these students a chance at higher education. Help these kids by picking up a bottle or two at your nearest retailer. To learn more about this amazing program, please visit www.fuda.com or call 323-759-7000. A student is standing by to receive your call.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It's a long, long paper trail, 3,000 pages of email transcripts and other documents turned over to congressional investigators as part of the probe into the firing of federal prosecutors. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley said he's going to help Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who maintains the dismissal of eight U.S. attorneys was not for political reasons.
The emails really seem, on their face at least, to contradict what Gonzalez and his aide have said to Congress.
And Turley says the Attorney General has never been more isolated.
Gonzalez is now almost radioactive on Capitol Hill. I mean, he has literally no friends.
But Alberto Gonzalez's most important friend called him from the Oval Office this morning. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, where a spokeswoman says the president voiced strong support for his embattled attorney general. It is the latest in a series of almost daily endorsements. Deputy Press Secretary Dana Perino indicates the very public announcement of that call was a response to what she describes as a parlor game speculating on the attorney general's future.
Well, the Senate votes in about an hour on a revision of a portion of the Patriot Act that allows appointment of interim U.S. attorneys without Senate confirmation. It's one of the diseases most feared by aging Americans, and CBS's Dan Raviv says a new report finds the number of cases is on the rise.
The Alzheimer's Association says this problem's getting worse, not better, now estimating more than 5 million Americans have the disease, up 10% in the past 5 years. Mostly elderly, but it's believed half a million Americans with Alzheimer's are under age 65.
And the report projects 16 million Americans will have Alzheimer's by the year 2050. The man who was once Saddam Hussein's second in command has followed his leader to the gallows. Reporter Pete Gao is in Baghdad.
Taha Yassin Ramadan was convicted in November last year, along with the former dictator, for his part in the execution of 148 Shiites in the town of Dujail in 1982. Ramadan is the fourth regime member to be hanged in connection with Dujail.
Not enough TV choices for you? Gary Holmes of Nielsen Media Research says you really shouldn't complain.
The average household has more channels than ever before. It now has 104 TV channels. That's up 6 channels from 96 channels last year.
And says Holmes the average viewer only really pays serious attention to about 15 channels. Better news in the housing industry. The Commerce Department says last month new home construction jumped by a better than expected 9%. A big change from January's 13% drop. Time to pop the champagne corks. Not for Dave Siders at the National Association of Home Builders.
We're not throwing a party over here because of the upswing in the starts numbers. These numbers need to be interpreted with a lot of caution today.
Fueling the wariness, the number of building permits, a barometer of future construction, fell 2.5%. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 20, the NASDAQ is ahead 8 points. This is CBS News.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging. And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall. Try a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. The American Heart Association says one way to promote a healthy heart is to eat a diet of antioxidants. So where can you find them? Well, did you know Welch's 100% grape juice contains powerful antioxidants, much like the grapes used to make red wine? In fact, one independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. It may be the tastiest way to help protect your heart. I made the switch to Welch's 100% grape juice. No added sugar, incredibly delicious taste. I'm Charles Osgood. See you on the Osgood File.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Jury selection continuing today in the insider trading trial of former Quest Communications boss Joe Nocio after 25 prospective jurors were excused yesterday. Legal analyst Scott Robinson says the 57-year-old Nocio's legal beagles are being very careful picking jurors.
Joe Nocio accompanied his lawyer up to question when jurors were questioned about their media exposure. That's exactly what any good lawyer would want the defendant to do.
Nocio's accused of improperly selling $100 million worth of Quest stock in 2001 based on internal non-public information that the phone company was in big financial trouble. Organizers of the 2008 Democratic National Convention here in Denver got a little advice from planners of the Boston get-together in 2004 yesterday. Boston organizer Steve Kerrigan says traffic was a major issue and security costs were a lot more than expected. And some good news for the Hayman Fire Burn area. U.S. Forest Service says 140,000 ponderosa pine and Douglas fir trees will be planted there early next month. They say the year-old trees come from cones that were gathered up in nearby and should make a huge difference.
Trees planted in the Hayman Burn area are extremely vital because there is no seed crop in that area.
It'll take about 2 weeks to plant all the trees, 121-acre site in the Box Creek Canyon area. And Lakewood police are defending the shoot and kill a bison that got out of its pen this weekend, leading police and wildlife officers on a three-hour chase. Cops say they made effort to come up with another plan, but even the bison's owner told them to shoot the critter before somebody got hurt. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're starting to look pretty good around the metro area. Lots of recovery. I-25 still a little sluggish through the I-70 corridor and through downtown. Eastbound 6th was busy out of Lakewood approaching I-25, and we had a couple of crashes involving someone on a bicycle. The latest is in Broadway. Eastbound Colfax was still affected at Cherry, just east of Colorado. Wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, warm, high of 73.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish to everyone this one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already did the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Soft Gels. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Fish Oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
I'm partly cloudy. High today. It's going to be a beautiful day. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Nice of you to string along with us here this morning. And it's time for our weekly media misinformation report with senior fellow at Media Matters for America, Paul Walker, author of many books, including his latest being Being Right Is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. Go to MediaMatters.org. And, Paul, good to have you back on the program.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Okay, we're going to run some stuff by you here real quick that's kind of unscheduled, but I just want to get your reaction to it. Listen to this, and then your reaction to this. This is just a little snip from MSNBC last night from Keith Olbermann's program about Fox News and Britt Hume and Chris Wallace. Check this out.
Gold tonight shared by Britt Hume and Chris Wallace of Fox News, who accused Valerie Plame Wilson of perjuring herself when she testified she did not recommend her husband for the CIA trip to Niger. Hume said that contradicted a bipartisan finding by the Senate Intelligence Committee. Only it wasn't a bipartisan finding. It was a note written by three Republican senators on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and it was a note about the testimony of a CIA employee who later recanted his testimony. Yet Wallace asked, "Bye?" And Hume replied, "I think that there is reason to question her credibility on that point." Jeez, Wallace and Hume. Remember when they used to work in news? Britt Hume and Chris Wallace of Fox News, today's worst persons in the world.
All right, there you go. How do these guys, well, I've asked you this a million times, when is Fox going to admit that they are an agenda-driven, unbalanced, biased by that bunch of liars?
I don't think that we should be holding our breath for them to admit that, Jay. It would be an interesting day, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. And, you know, I think part of what they think is that always talking about how they're fair and balanced and they're the only ones who are really objective, they know that it drives liberals crazy, and that's part of the reason why they do it. So I don't think they're obviously, you know, it would utterly destroy their legitimacy if they were to admit that. But I think whatever legitimacy they have is undermined every day by what goes out over that channel.
But you know something? Not to the people who watch that. And this is something I keep talking about all the time on the air. People who consume that news network live in a totally different reality than the rest of us live in.
Well, you're right, and I don't know how many people there are who watch Fox News and don't get news anywhere else but Fox News. I think that may be true of some people in the White House. But it's some subset of the Fox News audience are people who only tune into Fox and don't get news anywhere else. You're right, they live in kind of an alternate reality where Republicans are always the heroes, Democrats are always the villains, every issue is spun in a way that makes Democrats look bad, things are going great in Iraq, you know, the economy is just giving benefits to everyone. It is kind of a strange parallel universe. I don't know, you know, I think that sometimes we can get kind of overly concerned about what their influence is. I mean, you know, gauging that influence is a complicated question. And you can say, well, you know, they're already that big. When you think about it, the highest rated show on Fox is The O'Reilly Factor, which has about 2.5 million viewers, which, you know, it's good for a cable show, but it's not certainly anything like a majority of the American population. But part of the problem is that a lot of their viewers are people who are very influential. And, you know, from what we understand, Fox News is on every TV in the White House. When Dick Cheney goes to a hotel room, he demands that not only that the TV be tuned to Fox News, but that it be on and waiting for him when he comes into the room. And so there are influential people who are kind of, you know, soaking in that worldview. And it is a strange, bizarre, parallel universe. So it's certainly something of concern, because one of the things that Fox does is it's kind of a link in the chain of the conservative propaganda apparatus. And so stories will start on some, you know, some discredited right-wing magazine. Then they get put on the Drudge Report, and then they show up on Fox News. And then before you know it, you know, Brian Williams and Charlie Gibson are talking about them. That may be the most important influence that they have, is as that kind of conduit for propaganda, much of it false and misleading, that moves from the hard right wing over into the mainstream media. And I think that's where they have their most serious effect.
Yeah. All right.
I don't mean to discourage you, Jay.
No, you're not discouraging me. I'm thinking about what you're saying. I'm just simply contemplating what you're saying. All right. Here's one more unscheduled one. Last night, Matthews, he goes on this rant at the end of his show about, did anybody not believe we would be in Iraq for this period of time? Predicted back, and he starts all this thing about how we all knew it was going to be hard, blah, blah, blah. But wait a minute. Statements out of the administration and out of the Pentagon said, oh, well, we'll be there for 7 months. We'll be greeted as liberators. Nobody said that. Where did he get that?
Well, Chris Matthews got it from, but that's something we certainly heard from the administration, that sort of rewriting of history. Of course, back before the war started, 4 years ago, they were telling us that this would be easy. You know, Donald Rumsfeld said, well, maybe it'll last 6 days, maybe it'll last 6 weeks, but it certainly won't last 6 months. And, you know, Paul Wolfowitz went before Congress and said, oh, this isn't going to cost very much. The Iraqis will be able to finance their own reconstruction with oil money. And, you know, they were very optimistic about how easy it was going to be. And it was partly because they were so naive that, you know, there wasn't any question that it wouldn't be hard for us to overthrow Saddam Hussein's government. But they knew so little about Iraq and about the kind of underlying sectarian differences that were there. And they were so kind of naively optimistic that they thought, oh, you know, well, we'll just come in and depose him, and everyone will throw candy and flowers, and then we'll be able to waltz out, and it'll all be, you know, this beautiful wave of democracy will spread across the Middle East. And, of course, here we are 4 years later, and none of that has happened. But for them to now say that, oh, you know, we always knew that it was going to be long and difficult, that's just not true. So they, you know, they certainly don't have a right to say that, and I don't know what Chris Matthews is referring to when he talks about him realizing that it was going to be long and difficult. You know, maybe he did. We'll have to look through the archives and see what he actually said at the time, but skeptical.
Yeah, I am too, because I believe he was a huge cheerleader. All right, it's 9:14, 14 minutes after 9, AM 760 Progressive Talk, Senior Fellow of Media Matters for America, Paul Waldman, one of the smartest guys I know. Okay, let's look at this. This is one of the prime reasons I do not take Time magazine. This guy is played off as being quote-unquote liberal, but he is a quisling of the GOP, and I'm talking about Joe Klein.
Yeah, well, Joe Klein, I think, that is like a number of people who are supposedly the liberal voices in places like Time that seem to get a lot of mileage out of bashing liberals. And in his latest column, he was talking about some of the marital histories of the Republican candidates, Newt Gingrich and Giuliani and John McCain, and he called them moderate candidates who live like liberals.
Right.
Now, when you stop to think for a moment, what is Joe Klein saying? That cheating on your wife and getting a bunch of divorces is living like a liberal? Well, you know, that's pretty insulting. And my guess is that he didn't even stop to think about it before he wrote it, nor did his editors. I would hope that if it were actually pointed out to him, he would say, oh, well, maybe that's not really an appropriate thing. But, you know, the fact is that most of the liberals I know are faithful to their spouses and stay in their marriages. I don't know where he gets the idea that somehow infidelity is a liberal characteristic.
I'll tell you where he gets it, because there is this manufactured consent out there that if you're liberal, you have certain attributes. No morality, you believe in open marriages, you don't know how to have fun, I mean, the list can go on, and what they have done, and when I say they, I'm talking about the right wing, and particularly the ultra-right wing authoritarian talkers, what they've done is they've made us into this caricature that is not really true, and we need to stand up and say, wait a minute, no, that's not true.
Yeah, and I think that when somebody on the right does it, it's with a very purposeful intent to try to to make liberals look bad. When somebody like Joe Klein does it, it just shows that he has probably kind of internalized those attacks. And as I said, I'm guessing that he probably wrote it without even thinking. But he just thought it was a clever turn of phrase to say that Giuliani and Gingrich are, you know, are candidates who live like liberals. But it shows that the Republicans have been successful in propagating that idea to the point where even some people who call themselves liberals say those sorts of things without even thinking.
I mean, is that the same thing as we talked about here a couple of weeks ago about Gregory and the values voter question that he poses to the religious right? Like they're the only ones who have values?
Right, and that's something that again, the Republicans have been very, very successful in getting reporters to repeat, this idea that values voters are conservatives. And if you're a pro-life voter, then you're a values voter. If you're a pro-choice voter, yeah, you're just somebody with an opinion. I think that's something that I'm encouraged that progressives have of late been pushing back on, that, you know, we have values too. Being pro-choice is no less a value choice than being pro-life. And the fact is that the progressive values are the ones that have the support of the public. So it's really inaccurate to say that a conservative is a values voter, but a progressive isn't. You could make an argument it's just the opposite. But the more correct thing would be to say that everybody has values. People just have different values, and their values, sometimes they have common values that lead them to different opinions, depending on how they weigh those values. But it's not as though there are some values voters and some people who are not values voters. Every single one of us is a values voter.
Exactly. All right. St. McCain apparently has lost his halo, and he's run off the tracks, and his latest goof-ups was the tar baby comment, I believe, which happened in North Carolina, and then being asked about sex education, he didn't have an answer. Let's talk about McCain, who is not so straight of a talker as some people believe he is.
Right, well, you know, he has fired up a Straight Talk Express, and you still see, you know, although some of the coverage about McCain has grown more skeptical, you still see that there's those sorts of ideas about him being a maverick and him, you know, he'll take any question and he's just so much more open with reporters than anybody else. Well, he was on the bus, and this, by the way, was reported on the New York Times blog, on the New York Times website, that somebody asked him about whether or not he thought that we should be funding contraceptives and condom use to help fight AIDS. And he couldn't come up with an answer. And then they started to get more specific and say, well, do you think that contraceptives actually help stop the spread of AIDS? And he wouldn't come up with an answer there, too. And he sort of hemmed and said, oh, well, you know, we should get that report that Senator Tom Coburn wrote about abstinence. And at one point he said, you know, I thought I had a position about that a while back, but I can't remember what it was. And sort of looking around for his aides. It's the kind of thing that maybe we could expect from some other candidates who are not supposed to be straight talkers. But the interesting thing about this is that it was reported on the New York Times blog, but it didn't make it into the New York Times newspaper. And in fact, we did a search, and there were a bunch of reporters who were there for this conversation. The only publication that actually wrote about this was the Chicago Tribune. It didn't appear anywhere else. I'm particularly surprised that the New York Times, which put it on their blog, and the Washington Post, actually, which had an entry about it on their blog, they didn't think it was important enough to put in the paper. But, you know, you can recall the controversy when Bill Frist said that AIDS could be transmitted by tears and sweat.
Right.
He was justifiably mocked for that, especially coming from someone who can't go 5 seconds without reminding you that he's a doctor. But yet this very simple question, you know, John McCain can't seem to bring himself to say, yes, condoms help stop the spread of AIDS, which, you know, no serious human being doubts. He can't even seem to bring himself to say that, someone who has built his reputation on being a straight talker. That, one would think, would be news. But the newspapers apparently didn't think that it was.
Unbelievable. Really unbelievable. Paul, thanks, man. I appreciate, as always, you being on the show. And, yeah, I could keep you on for a little, and I say this to you every couple of weeks, I could keep you on for 4 hours and do all of this. I urge everybody to go to MediaMatters.org and become a part of this organization and get the bulletins so you, too, can sniff out when you're being fed a rat. Paul, thank you so much. Appreciate you being on the show.
It's my pleasure as always, Jay.
All right, thanks. There's Paul Waldman. You can pick up his book, too. Being Right is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. Go to MediaMatters.org, too, if you want to check this out for yourself. Pass it around, especially to your misinformed conservative friends. Ooh, coming up here in a matter of minutes, Rich Christensen, the host of Pinks on the Speed Channel. And you know they're going to come to Denver next year, they say.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Performances Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
I run my own company, run my household, and run my kids around town. When do I relax? When I'm sleeping. All the stress and worries of the day melt away when I sink into my Tempur-Pedic mattress. It perfectly contours to my body and relieves those painful pressure points. I wake up refreshed and ready to start running all over again.
Sleep away your stress with Tempur-Pedic. Call 1-800-807-7011 for free information and a no-obligation 90-day trial certificate. Call 1-800-807-7011. That's 1-800-807-7011.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
If you've heard the term virtual office, just think intelligent office. It's not really virtual. It's a real office. You just use it differently, like offices and conference rooms hourly for meetings, professional address services, and a full-time receptionist that connects calls to you anywhere, all for about a dollar an hour. You'll make more money and do it in less time. Don't settle for a virtual office. Get more with an intelligent office. IntelligentOffice.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ooh, this big breaking news. Darth Vader, Vice President Dick Cheney, is in the hospital. They're checking on the blood clot in his leg. Not for his honesty level. 9:25, 25 minutes after 9. Partly cloudy today, high of 73. We got Rich Christensen of the Speed Channel, Pinks. That show coming up here shortly. And Christy Harvey will join us too, because she's a huge Pinks fan. But I want to read some instant messages real quick. Jay, my parents, even though they complain all the time about the Republicans, still watch Fox Noise. I tell them all the time that it is totally biased, but don't get anywhere. I work for a defense contractor, to remain nameless, and the TVs spread throughout the building are set to Fox. It's disgusting. Yeah, I have the same experience when I try to talk to people about it. I get the exact same thing. They just don't believe it. Here's one from Gretchen. Yesterday you mentioned that the U.S. attorney appointed to replace the one in Washington State is not able to practice law because he let his bar association affiliation lapse. I have not heard anything about this in the national press or media. It's, if the story is true, and if so, what can we do to get it reported? It was in the Washington Post, and I believe it was also in the Los Angeles Times. And he has renewed his affiliation in the Washington State Bar, but he has to take a test, which he has not done. So technically, he cannot practice law in the state of Washington. You would think that Alberto Gonzalez's office would have checked this out. Apparently not. And that's sad. It really is. But that's an example. This is from Chris. Jay, I read the bill. He's talking about Senator Romer's bill. And it talks about competency. Of course, it never defines what competency means. The C average required for any race to graduate from school is a measure of competency. I believe in the public school system. I believe that anyone that makes a choice to succeed can do so within the system. The Cuban-American lady who called in was for the bill, for this bill incorrectly, but she did say something that highlights the truth about education. She said her family was adamant about education. That is why she succeeded where her cousin did not. And no, Chris, you're not totally right about the bill. What the bill calls for is it calls for the development of English competency requirements by 2012, which means that education professionals would have to come up with what competency would be, and competency at a minimum would be probably having to pass a test in it and to getting a passing score is what that would mean. And I would let education professionals deal with it and would let them come up with it. But that's what it amounts to. Oh, and here's one last one. This is from Roger. Hi, Jay. Just flipping through the dial and found your show. I'm laughing out loud. Do you really feel better having the guy tell you what you want to hear? I'm glad, as you liberals keep talking to yourselves and convincing yourselves that your normal is great for people like me, who think you and this clown from Media Matters are delusional, but you're funny. Well, you know, my message to you, Roger, is if you don't want to face the truth, that's not my problem, because we all have a right to live a misinformed life. And you have a right to your illusions. We all have illusions. And I got news for you. We are normal. I've been married to the same woman for 20, going on 27 years. Can Newt Gingrich say that? How about Mitt Romney? How about any of those guys? All right, 9:29, and let's get traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We look great around the metro area. Both of our surface street wrecks involving bicycles have been cleared. Spear at Broadway, Colfax just east of Colorado. About the only little pocket we have right now for you, southbound 25 downtown. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, going to be a warm day, high of 73. Tonight, few clouds, low of 42, and currently cloudy skies, it's 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's March Motorcycle Madness at Mile High Harley at I-70 and Airport Boulevard. Get road ready with new Springer Auto.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time Waste Insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time Wasting Auto Insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-990-4998 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information absolutely free. Just call 1-800-477-1896. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-477-1896. 1-800-477-1896. That's 1-800-477-1896.
6113. The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
See me driving down the street.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bored with looking good.
9:33, 33 minutes after the hour. Hi today. 73 under partly cloudy skies, AM 760 Progressive Talk. And first, Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. Christy, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing good. Here's the moment we've been waiting for. The host of one of the best shows on television.
I'm so excited.
I know. You and I are hooked on this like crack. It's Pinks on the Speed Channel. Christy, say hello to Rich Christensen. Rich, hello.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Christy. Hey, Jay. It's good to be on the show.
God, it's great to have you on. Okay, who starts first, Christy?
I need to know how you came up with the idea for the show in the first place. I mean, it's genius. Kids have been drag racing and you know, comparing their cars forever. How did you think, you know what, let's get this on the air?
Well, it was one of by 300. I was pitching shows in L.A., moved out there from Iowa, and was working at a gym, but I had a radio TV degree, and I was pitching shows. And for basically 15 years, with everybody laughing in my face, and bunches, I have documented shows that I pitched a show to a network. They laughed at me, threw me out of the room. 3 years later, they did an almost exact version of my pitch, and then the show became a hit. Now that I'm not kidding you, I have at least 13 or 14. Ended up training someone from CAA, the head of television there, Lee Gabler. He got started getting me into the real serious meetings, was protecting my interests, so my ideas, you know, and believe me, a lot of guys came up with ideas that the networks laughed at and soon became, you know, it's an idea. Yeah, a million, right? But anyways, long story short, Christy, is one of 300 shows at least that I pitched networks, and everybody passed on it. Spike passed on it. Everybody passed on it, and Speed gave me a shot. And I just came up with the idea. I was clicking through and saw Speed Channel, saw these guys racing, these Top Fuel dragsters, and all they were worried about was the computer and the time. Now, never once in a whole, like, hour show did they mention their competition.
Right.
Not once. They didn't care. They
right.
cared about their time. And they were racing the clock. And I'm like, wait a minute, man. I mean, that is just, it's just not cool. And so to take away all the computers and get eyes and ears, and what would you have? And that became Panks.
Oh, wow. I got to ask you. There are sometimes I watch this and I want to yell at the people who are negotiating. I want to tell them to shut up. And one of the most obnoxious episodes I think you ever had was the guys from like New York or New Jersey
mm-hmm.
who were just, you know, one was just, you're an animal, and they were yelling back and forth. How do you not go, hey, shut up for 5 seconds?
Well, it's a really great question, actually, because if you notice this season, there's less of that.
Yes.
So I call the guys in because I don't want this to turn into Jerry Springer. But to answer your first question, how do I deal with it? You're seeing 2 minutes. Now, these guys have been screaming at the top of their lungs for 20.
Oh.
Show that.
Are you kidding me?
But once they kind of blow themselves out, that's when I can get in there and communicate a little bit. So I got to stand there every negotiation and listen to that stuff for 10 or 20 minutes before they're done screaming. And it can actually cool down enough so we can get a race. You know, I can get them communicating, or else Jay would be over. I'd be taking everybody's car every time.
Have you ever gotten into a situation where they get into fisticuffs, but you just don't show it?
It comes very close. It's like when you know, hey, man, whatever to your sister, or, you know, that kind of stuff. That's when I step in on that at that point because I don't need that. I don't want to hear that. But, yeah, of course it does. It gets very, very heated. And, you know, when guys get in my face, it's not my favorite thing because I don't like to be I'm going out there from a very honest position. I really don't take one side or the other. I just want to be fair. And so when someone comes up and calls me a cheater, I mean, I just want to rip someone's throat out. So it's like, you know, I got to watch myself a little bit too. And call me. I probably am all those things. Just don't call me a liar and a cheat. Okay, that I draw the line there because you know my integrity. What do you have in this world if you don't have your integrity? So I mean, if I was trying to screw these guys, then yeah, call me anything you want. I'm not. It's as honest as it can possibly be. You know, it's up to them to be negotiating. I just need to keep them communicating. But I don't show the fisticuffs. I don't show that. Now, season four here is that I had a driver's meeting and said, you remember, this is on tape forever. And I think, you know, if you lie on my show, you're going to look like a liar. You scream on my show like an idiot, you're going to look like an idiot. It's up to you, though. You can either be ambassadors to racing and be a class act, win or lose, or you can be a total, you know, you can be a jerk off it. But we're capturing on tape and we're showing it. So how do you want to be remembered? I don't want Jerry Springer. I'm not interested in that. I want to see, you guys remember, I don't know, Jay, how old are you?
I'm 54.
Okay, do you remember the movie Billy Jack?
Oh, yeah,
oh,
sure.
I love Billy Jack,
I'm going to take my foot and put it behind. There's nothing you can do about it. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's what I want the guy to say. I got, I got two stages of nitrous. I got 500 horsepower. I'll give you your two lengths, and I'm still going to kick your butt.
Yeah, but you know something?
I love that.
Yeah, but you know something? And, Christy, don't you agree with me on this? You have the ability sometimes to talk these people into doing things I wouldn't do.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm sitting there going, "There's no way they're going to agree. There's no way." Oh my God, Rich made him do it.
Well, Rich never makes him do anything. Believe me, I don't make anybody do anything. Here's the perfect example is that if out on a street, which as you know, Pink's is all about bringing it to the track. There's no need to go race on the street when you can go to track and I'm showing that you can have the same energy, the same attitude on the track. But a street negotiation takes 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
Okay. Mine takes 2 or 3 minutes once I get them going. You know, Christy, you had two lengths on that last race. Jay gave you the two lengths. Now, don't you think it's fair that you give him this one length this time? I know that your car's not running, neither is his. He spun on that last race, so it could be your potential. Christy, would you give him the two lengths? It's just wow, coming at you. You're making decisions that you'd usually sit with your buddies and talk. Christy, I got to know now. What do you want to do? Do you want to take the two lengths? And you can see people's eyes. Everything's going through their head at one time. And no matter how much they watch the show and try to anticipate what I'm going to do, there's nothing like being in that pressure cooker. So it's not about I'm making them do anything. I'm just making them make a decision. And whether they can make a good decision or a bad decision, that's on them. If they make no decision, I'll give a win to the other team. If both teams refuse to communicate, I'll take both cars seriously. I'll take them both and sell them on eBay that night and put the money in my pocket.
See, that's, I think, what I love the most about this show, though, because of all the reality shows in all of reality show world, I think this one is the most realistic, because you don't really have people coming on and posturing or trying to put out an image of themselves that isn't real. I mean, I'm from Dover, Delaware,
mm-hmm.
Big racing capital, and I know these guys. You know, every time some of these guys come on screen, I'm like, they're real guys doing real things.
Yeah.
How do you keep it that real? That's amazing.
The first time we shot Pink's, and when it was with the shifter carts and there was no one out there, the audio guy said, "Hey, Rich, can you repeat that? An airplane was going overhead." And I said, "Here's what you need to know. You're fired." And no one is
nice.
I don't ever want to be, if you don't catch it the first time, I don't say it again. I don't tell the cameraman, run up in front of me and get me walking through the door. You know, I don't know nothing at stage. Either the cameras are there waiting for me, but I go where I want, I do what I want, and nobody tells me where to go or what to do. If the camera can't catch it, that's too bad. Then we don't get it. But I don't do pickups unless I say, you know, if I called you Jane instead of Christy, I think that's disrespectful. So I'll say Christy. And
right.
That's the only time I repeat. And I would do that in life. I would say, if I called you the wrong name, I'd say, I'm sorry. And I've got to learn a lot of names out there very quickly because there's no script. And remember, this is the first time I've met these people is when they come out to the track, unless I happen to talk to them on the phone a few times. But it's the first time I've seen any of them face-to-face, and they have their crews, and I try to remember as many names as I can, and then we do like 2 or 3 episodes. It gets to be a lot of information.
Oh, yeah.
So that's it. But that's the only time I'll do if I really mess something up, I'll say it again. But other than that, no. But there's nobody tells me where to go, where to stand, or what to do. You know, I don't. That's zero chance. That's gonna, so. And I pay nobody to be on the show, and a dime goes to anybody. We had one racer lost a car. He didn't have enough gas money to get home. So yeah, we cut him a check for $500, you know, just to get him home.
Get him taxi fare.
Oh yeah, you know, just his buddies had. They brought a pickup and hauled the car, and they couldn't get home. They literally ran out of money. And so, sure, we're human beings, you know. We'll cut him a check. And but that was like the one exception out of 50 some episodes. I don't give anybody to anything. It's the prize if you win someone else's car. It's $25,000.
Wow. 940,
at least.
942, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, Christy Harvey. We're talking to Rich Crisp, the host of this fabulous show, Pinks, on the Speed Channel. He's got a huge one coming up on Wednesday night. I want to ask you about that one because 20,000 people showed up. But I want to ask you about this. Not only do you not let anybody tell you what to do, but you also leave in there sometimes. And one of the things you left in, which I'd be tempted to cut out, is how about the time you get on that on the high-powered motorcycle and you dumped it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was responsible. I have been riding. The first picture of me on a motorcycle is on a little Rupp mini bike, you know, little probably 3-horsepower mini bike. It was in 1969. I was 5 years old. And I've been riding them literally ever since. Pullback bikes, Jay. That's
wow.
The second time in my life I'd ever been on a sport bike like that, ever in my life. And I crack the throttle like I do my 400, 500, 700 horsepower pullback motorcycles. And I ate it. It was completely my fault. I was 100% responsible. I shouldn't have got on that bike. Apparently that bike is 113 in first gear, something like that.
Oh, wow.
And Kale told me to be careful. My cousin told me to be careful. And what am I not going to show that? I was a moron. I got on the bike. I take full responsibility to ride a motorcycle. I just don't know how to ride those motorcycles. And I cracked the throttle. Totally my mistake. So
you realize though that a lot of people would never show that. I mean they would cut that out because it had to be a little bit embarrassing. I mean you're in front of all those people. I mean you
yeah,
can like, hey.
Dumped a bike in front of 5,000 people, and I think that you know I'm responsible for my actions. In this world, I find that. A lot of I respect the people that are responsible for their actions, and I was responsible for that action. So I think it'd be a lie, and I think I'd be a hypocrite to what my beliefs if I didn't show everything. I spit coming out of my mouth, drool down my face, you know, not dripping out of my nose on a 30-degree night. I mean, that happens. I'm human. You know, I dumped a bike. It's just if I lie to my audience, I think I'm doing them a disservice, and I'm talking down to them. And I prefer that I consider my audience very intelligent. And can see right through any kind of bull crap, so I try not to lay any on them.
I've got a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the world of racing we know is pretty testosterone-driven. Mm-hmm. You get any girls on the show ever?
Yes,
or
you have
girls
one on.
Trying
out? Yeah, there's one on.
We have one all the time.
I must have missed that.
And you know, the All Out, the first All Out that we did, the new show that we're doing, All
right.
Out, was a female won that out of 250 racers. Most of them men. A woman came away. Winning, you know, the $18,000 in cash and prizes. So
it shows girl power, right?
What she did was she just drove better than everybody else that day.
Yeah.
Her car hooked, and she didn't get flustered, and she won. And she had the slower car. It was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen, Christy. She had a slower vehicle than most of the field, and she won.
I'll have to check that out. I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, it's called Pink's All Out. Same thing that's coming on tomorrow night.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I watched the all-outs, too.
Did you see the all-out, Jay, where that woman won? Where Chris won?
Yes.
Yeah, it was killer, wasn't it?
It was great. I mean, I thought it was great. What about the environmental side of this? Because I noticed this weekend that at Sebring, they were using ethanol fuel, and that the Andretti's and other people are experimenting with using totally green vehicles. And do you ever get any criticism about that, about the environmental aspect of it? Because sometimes I get criticism from people about, oh, you're into cars. Well, they're part of global warming. And what about that aspect?
Well, the fact that I've been stuck in Daytona for a couple of weeks, so I can't get home to Iowa because in the spring we've had the biggest winter ever. Sometimes I wonder about global warming. Tell my parents and my brothers that. You know what I mean? It's I really don't. First of all, I believe we should all be conscious and concerned. But can I tell you, sometimes I think that if Mother Nature wants to wipe us out and gets tired of us polluting the earth, we're done. I think she can make, you know, that's it's my belief. It's probably stupid to believe that. I have no idea. I think that I don't really, cars, come on, Jay. I mean, stop the... There's way more polluting all over than guys racing cars on the weekends.
Oh, yeah, of course, naturally. I don't think anybody would disagree
with that. So let me say this to you. I can't wait for 10 years from now when we're watching 200-mile-an-hour, 300-mile-an-hour electric cars. I think it's going
to
be awesome.
Oh, that'll be amazing.
You know something? Which leads me to the next question. You know, Tesla has that electric car that's faster than, and I'm saving my money for it, that's faster than all get-out. What, and I saw a Pink's episode where you were racing snowmobiles. What about racing electric cars?
I can't wait, man. I can't wait. Personally, I can't wait.
How much do you think a Tesla sets you back?
$100,000.
Really? I guess I'll save my pennies a little more.
Yeah. I mean, I can't wait. I can't wait to. I like all kinds of racing, but that's going to be... I'm a huge fan of battery power cars. I just think that if I could have all... You know, if they could go the distance, Jay, you know, and somehow right. that's... I just think it's great technology. I think it's long overdue. Can't stand the fact we're reliant on oil from other countries. Makes me puke when we have the technology to not have that happen in our lives. I'm a big fan of all that stuff. So, yeah, but do I worry about the car impact on global warming? No. Do I think we need to make huge steps immediately to get less dependent on oil? Absolutely. So, yeah, I would promote racing electric cars on my show. Are you kidding me? That'd be killer.
Is there anybody, because I've never seen this, and I don't know if you ever aired it or not, but I wanted to ask you this. Has there been anybody where you simply said to them, I'm taking your car, get off the show, I can't control you?
You know, knock on wood, no. I just don't think that, you know, that's going to be the last resort. And I think everybody knows what they sign up for, and we try to screen them pretty well. But I just so you know, I'd have absolutely no problem doing that. Second, I'm disrespected. I'll take the car and I'll just give it to the other team, and just say, you know, I can't. They sign the titles over to me. I can do whatever I want. And just you know, you can tell me respectfully that I suck, and it's cool. Okay, just don't go to a level that I'm not. That I wouldn't go with you, and we're not going to have a problem. Jay, it's wild out there, man. Listen, I mean, I was out there one time. Some guy blew a hose, right, had to change a hose quick, needed to cut the hose. Little switchblade out of his pocket.
Guess that's better than just shooting.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, you know, you got to understand, it's wild. And then these guys go to give their cars away. You know, it's never a problem giving the car up. It's taking the car. People have a real tough time. So I don't cast anybody anymore that won't take the vehicle. And it's really, losers have been very gracious, but it's guys, they feel terrible about taking someone's vehicle. But then, so we got that problem still, because I won't cast anybody that won't take the car. You got to take the car, you can't be on Pink's. Okay, no problem. Well, now we get in a situation where these guys race, they kind of like each other at the end of the race, because it's like boxers, you know, they kind of hug and say, good job, right?
Yeah.
Then they go out in the parking lot and have a beer. Then once somebody on the crew starts getting lit up a little bit, and then it comes, well, we got to get going, so why don't you... Well, if we have the keys, we can load it up, and that's when someone says something. So, oh man, we got to keep the cops out there and make sure guys don't get fights in the parking lot after the show. And just you know, it gets because it's someone taking somebody's car. It's pretty hairy. So
as dramatic as it is, we see all the fireworks on screen. You're telling us that some of the real drama takes place well after the cameras are off.
Cameras are off, Christy, and the guys have a beer together. Now they get relaxed. Someone starts getting a little loose lip because they've had a few in them, and then someone says, look, I think we're ready to take that car. And inevitably will go, yeah, you shouldn't be taking the car. You guys, you know, effing cheated us. And then,
I can imagine. All right, we're like smack up against the clock. Pink's All Out Wednesday night. 20,000 people there in Houston. It's going to be marvelous. And we urge everybody to watch it. And once you get
hooked... This will have to be the Phoenix episode. It takes us a couple months to edit these things. But she'll be watching Phoenix, but we had about the same number of people. So it's pretty killer.
Okay. And I urge everybody to watch this because you'll just get hooked on it. Rich, thank you so much. And I'm such a big fan of the show. I want to be your lifelong friend. I want to go watch it live. I want to be there. I want to see it. I can't wait for you guys maybe to come to Denver next year.
Looking
we can have beers in the parking lot.
I know.
Yeah. Thank you, Rich. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Christy, how about it?
Oh, awesome. I'm blushing right now. I'm so excited to just having talked to him. Pink is the show, man.
And they're coming to Denver next year, so we'll go.
Yeah, we will I'll be there. I will definitely be there.
All right. I'll talk to you later this week.
Bye.
See ya. Christy Harvey, Rich Christensen, Rick Morgan now, 9-foot traffic.
Well, Jay, things have quieted down nicely. Highways around town settling down. 25 finally loosening up, especially on that southbound approach coming into the downtown area. So good speeds across downtown, both sides of the highway now. Through the bridges, no worries. That trip between downtown and the tech center running 10, 15 minutes for you in either direction. I-70 showing good speeds on both sides of town, even across that elevated portion. In fact, if you're heading to the mountains, I-70 is wide open, dry roads and good speeds all the way up to and through the Eisenhower Tunnel right now. Weather forecast for today, partly cloudy and warm. Highs will be in the low 70s, a little bit breezy at times. A little breezy tonight as well, low 42. Then cooler with a chance of showers tomorrow and a high of 68. Right now, though, it's 50 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, put zero down and make no payments for 6 months on any quality new or pre-owned vehicle. Plus, they'll pay off your trade no matter what you owe. Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
The White House decides whether it will let Karl Rove and others testify over the firings of U.S. attorneys. We'll give you the latest. And Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General, must go. Pet owners around the country are losing their dog over food. We'll tell you the whole story. We'll have your calls and the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Cindy Brown, founder and president of Denver-based Blue Moon Works, on why she picked the CU Executive MBA program.
I wanted to start my own company, and I knew I needed to beef up my business skills. At first, I was concerned that the professors wouldn't have enough real-world experience. Boy, was I wrong. It's paid for itself over and over again. By taking the skills I've learned, our company has doubled in growth every year, and I expect it to double again this year.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
Well, hi, everyone. If you're just joining us, we've got Dale Merritt here from Dot Ventures, and we're talking about the new way people are getting wealthy on the Internet.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, Dale, people are making insane money. Doing what?
Buying and selling domain names. Listen to this. Over 100,000 domain names were sold last week, like cameras.com sold for $1.5
million. Wow.
Recently, creditcards.com sold for $2.75 million.
Wow, man.
People getting in on the ground floor are making boatloads of money, and for you listeners, we're going to give away free the industry secrets and take you step-by-step through the whole process.
Now, come on, is it really that easy?
Check it out for yourself. The secrets to buying and selling domain names are available for free at internetbusiness360.com.
For free? I love free stuff. I can afford that, man.
Anyone can put these industry secrets to work, making money right away.
Okay, folks, the secrets to buying and selling domain names free at internetbusiness360.com. Again, to get the secrets free, go to internetbusiness360.com. That's internetbusiness360.com.
Are you throwing away money on a timeshare you never use? Why not get rid of those monthly payments bills forever and free up money every month for the things in life you really want? We're Timeshares Only, and we can help you sell your timeshare for top dollar. And to get you started, we're going to send you a free kit that tells you what your timeshare is worth. Even better, it includes the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. It's yours free by calling 1-800-700-0299. Once upon a time, your timeshare was your dream vacation, but now it's just money down the drain. Isn't it time you eliminated the bills and put more money toward the things that really count? Request your free kit by calling 1-800-700-0299. Learn the top 10 secrets to selling your timeshare fast and for top dollar. Stop paying for a timeshare you don't use. Get your free kit by calling 1-800-700-0299. That's 1-800-700-0299. 1-800-700-0299.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy, high today, 73. Thank you to Rich Christensen. What a great show, Pinks. And thank you to Christy Harvey. We'll talk to her later in the week. If you want to see more about Pinks, go to speedtv.com. How about this email from this guy, Patrick? And, you know, I should not only give his name out, I should give his email address out, too. Listen to this. Dear Jay, listen to you this morning. I'm tired of the war on brown people. Tell me, Jay, what about the war on whites, you racist bastard? Every morning you and John M. have venom dripping from your lips every time you use the term white or white men. Why do you talk down your own race and build up illegal invaders from the South? Boy, you know, Patrick Gregg is, Gregg is this guy's name, G-R-A-G-G. You know what? You're sick. You're sick. You're sick. I mean, you're just a sick human being. Sick. And I'm sorry that, like, your mother must have dropped you or something when you were a child. She didn't mean to hurt you. She didn't mean to hurt you, Patrick. I'm just so sorry. I'm so sorry, Patrick, that you're sick. Because I'm anything but racist. But if you want to deny that there are racist elements in the anti-illegal immigration movement, then you're like the guy who sent me the email about Fox. I mean, you can live in a fantasy world, and you can pretend it doesn't exist, but if you want to find out about it, then listen, I'll give you the links to go do the research. These are the Southern Poverty Law Center website, and look it up for yourself. You ought to believe that people like Tom Tancredo don't take money from people with white supremacist views? Okay, fine. You want to believe that Lou Dobbs puts people on as anti-immigration spokespeople and that they have white supremacist backgrounds, but he doesn't tell you that? Fine. You want to believe the statistics that are out there that are not true about all of this? You want to flame the hysteria? Fine. But you know what? You're only hurting yourself because you'll never get any of this settled, Patrick. Really, man, get therapy. You need it. All right, we've blown this thing up. We've let it float. Now we're going to let the air out. We're going to put it away. And tomorrow, former President of the United States, Carter.
Rocky Balboa, now on DVD.
I think I want to, like, fight.
You don't have to do it.
Yeah, well, I think I do.
No!
The legend returns for one final round.
It's over. You can toss him over to us all.
Loaded with special features and an alternate ending that really packs a punch.
It takes guts climbing back in that ring.
The New York Times proclaims it's all hard.
You can do it!
Rocky Balboa, now on DVD, Blu-ray disc, and PSP. Rated PG for boxing violence in some language. Special features and alternate ending not rated.
Every Sunday morning, AM 760 is out loud.
Hey, this is Shannon from the...